Hello, fans, and welcome to tonight's edition of Colt 45 Baseball. We're here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, coming to you live on KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. We're bringing you a Saturday edition of Colt 45 Baseball. We'll get you those starting lineups. And just a reminder of what happened last night. Colt 45 found themselves down 6-0 at one point in the ball game, and they rallied back to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth inning last night. Tonight they'll look to continue their two-game win streak. In the second game of this weekend series for the Fairfield Indians, it's going to be Amani Sani in center field leading things off, followed by Andrew Limon in right, Caleb Morant in left, Derek Robinson, the designated hitter, he'll be batting cleanup. Cooper Dwyer will be at shortstop, batting fifth, followed by Owen Nelson, the third baseman. Then Eamon O'Leary over there at first base, followed by Jake Rogers. He'll be catching Cash McRory, the starting pitcher tonight for the Fairfield Indians, followed by last night's leadoff hitter, Marcel Cueva, who will be playing second base for the Fairfield Indians. It'll be Cash McRory on the bump, looking to shut down this Colt 45's offense. So, Sonny in center, Lamon in right, Morant in left, Robinson the DH, Dwyer at short, Nelson at third, O'Leary's at first base, Rogers behind the plate, Cueva's at second base, and it'll be McRory out on the bump. And for your Colt 45s, we'll get you those starting lineups as we get to ready things here, as both teams are out with their feet on the lines, getting ready to play tonight's rendition of Our Nation's Anthem, brought to you by the Sandlot Band. And we'll get it to you right here, live on KCNR, Shasta, Redding. Excellent rendition of Our Nation's Anthem. That was brought to you by the Sandlot Band here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. On this cool summer night, the breeze not blowing, but it's still nice and cool. The Colt 45s will be sending Colby Rafael to lead things off at center field, followed by Dusty Vila, the speedy second baseman, batting second, followed up by Griffith Benn. He'll be playing right field tonight, batting third. And last night's hero, McGuire Smith, he'll be batting cleanup yet again for the second night in a row. He'll be followed up by Brandon Zanny, who will be the designated hitter tonight. And it'll be Sutter Moss over there at the hot corner playing third base, followed by Braxton Riley, who came in to replace Kyle Norton in last night's contest. And then it will be Joel Calderon at shortstop. And Carter Jorison, the catcher tonight, he'll be batting ninth. And he'll be catching Brandon Buller tonight's starting pitcher for your Redding Colt 45s. So Rafael in center, Vila at second, followed by Finn in right. Smith, the first baseman, batting cleanup, followed by Zanny, the designated hitter. Moss, the third baseman. Braxton Riley, the left fielder. Calderon at short, and Jorison, he'll be tonight's backstop for Brandon Buller. And Buller, all season, has been solid for these Colt 45s. In two games pitched. He's pitched eight innings, one start. And that one start, he went six, gave up nine hits, four runs, three of those were earned, and struck out four, walking none. On the season, he's given up 10 hits, four runs, walked one and struck out nine, so a good ratio of strikeouts to walks there with a 9-1 ratio. He's got a 3.37 ERA, and surprisingly not in the lineup tonight is Noah Betanco, who last night had two runners caught stealing, and something that I picked up on, and I'm sure a lot of fans here too, as they kept cheering for him, was his ability to block the outside pitches and the balls in the dirt. He did an excellent job moving laterally right to his left, keeping that ball in front of him. But it will be Carter Jorison out of Palomar Junior College in Rancho Santa Margarita catching Brandon Buller, who is also from Palomar Junior College. Buller, a left-hand thrower, southpaw, 5'10", 155 from Elsinore, California. At Palomar, JC, he had 11.85 ERA and 13 2/3 innings pitched with 11 strikeouts. We'll see what he can do here against these Fairfield Indians. The story of last night was the walk-off and the epic comeback that the Colt 45s were able to put on, and they stormed all the way back in dramatic fashion to walk it off against the Fairfield Indians after their starting pitcher, Tegan Wendt, went 8-plus of two-run ball before the two runners he exited the game after stranding over there at second and third. He exited the game and was relieved by Grand Staff, who came on in relief. He got one out, but those two runners scored, making the game 6-5 before Grand Staff would allow another run to score, which would be the tying run, before Derek Robinson came in to pitch. And with Dusty Vila at second base, after pinch hitting and worked a walk, the winning run was just two bases away at second base, and McGuire Smith came to the plate and decided to end things and walk the game off and give the Colt 45s a late inning win, as they did it at the last chance possible in the bottom of the ninth, scoring four runs, to win the ball game. As the Colt 45s are getting set to take the field, pretty soon here we'll have tonight's edition of Colt 45 Baseball. Again, this is Jacob Green, joined by my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. It's great to have you with us on a cool summer night from Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the Fairfield Indians taking on your Colt 45s. Brandon Buller is going to be out on the mound. He'll get out there to take his warm-up tosses pretty soon. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 19-1 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House offers a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House. Dine in, pick up, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. Bowler is out there concluding his warm-up tosses. The southpaw on the hill for the Colt 45's. They're 12-2 on the year, looking to improve to 13-2. The defense behind Bowler tonight is going to be Riley in left, Rafael in center, Finn in right. Moss will be over there at third base. And playing second base tonight will be Dusty Vila. The first baseman is going to be McGuire Smith, who moved from left field to first base last night after Kyle Norton exited the game. Playing short will be Calderon, and Jorison will be the backstop with Bowler on the hill as the first batter of tonight's contest. Amari Sani comes to the plate. He'll be digging in from the right side as Bowler righties himself now. Third base side of the rubber, peering in at Jorison, the catcher. Gets a sign. Sonny waves the bat back and forth a couple times. The pitch from Bowler is a fastball. Misses up and away for ball one. First pitch at 7:16. A 1-0 count now on Sonny. From that right side, the pitch from Bowler. It's going to be a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Count evens up now. One ball and one strike. Vila, the second baseman, he's over there on the outfield grass. Pitch from Bowler is swung on, grounded up the third baseline. Bowler over to field, throws to first. It's going to be just misses the batter's head, goes into foul territory where Griffith Finn, my apologies, Dusty Vila, the second baseman, is there to help recover the play. Jorison, the catcher, also making his way down there to back up the play. So that's where our ball game begins, an infield single for Sonny. That will bring Andrew Lamb into the plate. He pinch hit for Cueva last night in the seventh inning. Now it's going to be the right fielder digging in as Bowler comes set and delivers. It's going to be a bunt up the third baseline, charging the third baseman, throws to first. It's not going to be in time. It's bounced, and Vila again backing up the first baseman, Smith, is able to help recover the play. So an odd series of events here to start things off, with runners at the corners now, as Sonny was able to go all the way to third base on that play after Lamman laid down what was supposed to be a sacrifice bunt. Jorison's now going to give some defensive signs. With no outs, bring Caleb Morant, the left fielder, to the plate. Lamman last night struck out. He just bunted. He's on first as Caleb Moran digs in from the right side. Runners take their leads. Bowler comes set and delivers as Morant shows bunt, pulls back on it, but it's called a strike. An 0-1 count now on Morant. Bowler looking to just settle things down now. The 0-1 delivery from Bowler. Fastball in the dirt, blocked by Jorison. Excellent play there. Was able to pick it. One ball, one strike on Morant. Up in the box, a wide stance, a little bit open. Knees bent as Bowler comes set to deliver the 1-1 pitch. Checks the runner back at first. Delivers, it's grounded to the third baseman, who looks the runner back at third. Throws the second for one, on to first. It's going to be in time. Just kidding, he's called safe. Looked like he was out by a mile, but called safe. So Colt 45s keep the run from scoring. They now have one out with the cleanup hitter coming to the plate. That's Derek Robinson. Runners at the corners on that fielder's choice. He homered last night. As Bowler comes set and delivers. Changeup is going to miss low for ball one. A 1-0 count. That ground ball to the third baseman, Moss, He almost had enough time to tag the runner out at third as he was dancing off the bag, but ended up throwing the second to get the out. His bowler checks the runners, comes up to deliver the one out, and swung on grounded to the shortstop Calder and flips the second for one. And on to first is going to be in time to Colt 45's turn a 6-4-3 double play. Called Aaron to Vila to Smith. And that's the way the top of the first ends. We're scoreless after half an inning with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 19-1 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the Colt 45 coming up in the bottom half of this first inning. We're scoreless after the Fairfield Indians were put away by the Colt 45's defense, turning a 6-4-3 tailor-made double play. It's going to be tonight's center fielder, Colby Raphael, leading things off for the Colt 45s. On the season, he's batting .231 with a .367 on-base percentage. Last night, Raphael was 0-for-4 with a walk, a stolen base, and in after that walk and stolen base, he would come around to score what would be the fourth run of the fifth run, rather, of the Colt 45's six-run comeback that resulted in them winning the game 7-6. He's going to dig in from the right side as he does a little landscaping, kick some dirt around. Now, just his grip on the bat, taps the cleats with his bat, swings the bat around his head a couple of times, now steps into the box. Even with the plate in that box, a wide stance with his knees bent as the first pitch from Cash McRory comes in off the plate outside for ball one. Cash McRory, a right-hander, out on the hill for the Fairfield Indians as he comes set from the first base side of the rubber, delivers. That one's swung on and going to land on the outfield grass for a base hit to lead things off here for Colby Raphael. He singles through the right side, just between the first baseman and second baseman. That'll bring up Dusty Vila, who last night pinched it for Braxton Riley. He walked, stole second base, and then came around to score the seventh run after the McGuire-Smith single. So he digs in from the left side. Pickoff attempt to first. It's going to be off the infield grass. Goes into foul territory. And Raphael's going to take second base. As the second baseman, Cueva, goes over to retrieve the ball. Colt 45 suddenly with a runner in scoring position and nobody out here. As Dusty Vila hasn't even seen a pitch yet. So he'll step out of the box. Regather his thoughts. Taps the cleat. The cleats a couple times with his bat. Now readies. As McRory comes set. The right-hander checks the runner back. Delivers. Fastball swung on in the air towards center field. Over to make the catch to his left. Raphael is going to deke him out. Not going to tag on the play as the throw comes into the third baseman, who blocks it and keeps it in front of him. Excellent play there by the third baseman. Owen Nelson. One gone here as Vila flies out to the center fielder. That'll bring up Griffith Fenn, the right fielder, who last night went 1-for-4 with a walk from the left side. He's going to watch fastball float in there for strike one. He waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Readies himself yet again. As McRory comes set to deliver the 1-0, he's going to throw a pickoff attempt to second. That goes past the shortstop as Rafael is going to make his way to third base. So the shortstop, Dwyer, unable to get a glove on it after the pickoff attempt from McRory was wide of the bag. And now Rafael's 90 feet away with one out. And now the Indians are going to bring the infield in. A couple steps off the grass on the infield. As Fenn, with a 1-0 count, McRory comes set and delivers breaking ball just off the outside edge for ball two. So only five pitches thrown in this ball game, yet there's one out, and Colby Rafael's dancing off the bag at third with Griffith Fenn up, and it's 2-0 count. The next pitch comes in, and that's popped directly over my head for strike one. Two balls and one strike now. Fenn, a little bit late on that one. The 2-1 delivery from McRory. Fastball inside. Ball three. 3-1 count now on Fenn. Fenn batting .377 on the year. He's got a home run and 14 RBIs, looking to get his 15th of the season here. As McRory comes set to deliver the 3-1. Fastball swung on and fouled back again over the third base side crowd. Counts full now at 3-2. McRory back up on the hill. Third base side of the rubber. Glove at his hip. Peers in to get a sign from his catcher. That's Jake Rogers. McRory comes set. Right-hander delivers. Swung on. Broken bat is fouled just to the left of the first base coach. Fenn's going to grab a new piece of lumber from Braxton Riley. He's going to pass him a bat to use. And he'll dig back in from the left side. So three straight foul balls here. So McRory takes a little walk around the back side of the mound. Climbs back up on the hill now as Fenn gets ready to dig back in. 3-2 on Griffith Fenn, the Colt 45's hottest hitter on the season. He'll get the 7th pitch of this at-bat. See, kicks some dirt around. Waves the bat back and forth. Taps the plate with his bat. McRory peering in at Rogers. Love it, his hit. Now comes set. The payoff pitch. The fastball off the plate. And the miss outside. Fenn walks. Which will bring up the first baseman, McGuire Smith. Last night's hero. The Indians now will have their first baseman, Eamon O'Leary, holding on Fenn at first. As shadows are starting to cover parts of the field, but the first baseman with the sun in his eyes. Everyone but the third baseman, pretty much, as the shortstop playing a little bit in. They're double play depth, looking to turn two and get out of the inning. As McRory delivers. That one's waved at and fouled back over the screen. Smith able to get just a piece of it, but a little early. He fouls it back to make the count 0-1. As he's going to dig back in. Left-handed hitter. As a pickoff attempt over to first base to keep Fenn close is not in time. Rafael takes a couple steps off the bag at third and then gets back as well. Fenn and Rafael take their leads from first and third. That's Rafael at third, Fenn at first. McRory checks Fenn back at first, who's 3 or 4 steps off the bag. Big lead as he's going. As the pitch comes in, that's high. The throw down to second is not going to be in time as Rafael is going to charge home from third base to score the first run of this ball game.
And the Colt 45s are up 1-0 after Fenn steals second base, which then allows Colby Rafael to score from third. Now a runner on second for the Colt 45s. McGuire Smith working with an 0-2 count. And even stance up at the box. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times as McRory comes set. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball is going to miss just a tad high for ball one. 1-2 on Smith. Last night's hero of the ball game. He had a single to walk it off and score Dusty Vila from second. The 1-2 pitch with one out. Fenn dancing off the bag at second. Here it is. That one swung on, grounded up the middle. The second baseman diving for it. He can't get it. Fenn's around third. He's going to score as Smith hits a wide turn at first, but it's cut off by the first baseman O'Leary to hold McGuire Smith with an RBI single. It's now 2-0, the Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians. I will bring the designated hitter, number 28, Brandon Zanny, to the plate. Zanny has walked 11 times this season, leading the Colt 45's team in walks. As Smith takes a small lead off of first base, being held on by O'Leary. As the pitch comes in from McRory, that's going to miss out of the zone for ball one. And Zanny, we saw two nights ago, walk 4 times, and he walked once last night. The 1-0 delivery from McRory is going to be right through the heart of the zone for strike one. Count all even now at 1-1 with one out. The Indians, shortstop and second baseman, playing up the middle, looking to turn two. As Smith pretends to take off, does not draw a back pick from the catcher. Count now 2-1. On Zanny, the right-handed hitter, deep in the box, a wide stance. McCrory delivers the 2-1 pitch. It's going to be a fastball swung on in the air towards center field, making his way over to it in right center field. He's going to slide and make the catch and throw it back into the cutoff man, Cueva, to hold Smith at first base. So Zanny flies out to the center fielder, who chased it down in shallow right center field. Not quite enough to enable McGuire Smith to tag, which will bring Sutter Moss, tonight's third baseman, to the plate. With two gone here in the bottom half of the first inning, it's 2-0. The Colt 45's on top. As Moss digs in, the wide stance from the left side watches a fastball just off the plate. 4-1. 1-0 count now as Moss adjusts his helmet, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. McCrory comes set, checks Smith back at first, and delivers. On's grounded toward the second baseman, Cueva, who squeezes it and flips to the shortstop at second base, Dwyer, to get the force. And the Colt 45 side is retired. It's 2-0 after one right at the top of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House in Anderson at 1901 Highway 273.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be the Colt 45s working with the lead now as Jorison, the catcher, catches Bowler's warm-up tosses and makes his throw down to second base. for the Fairfield Indians will be Cooper Dwyer leading things off in the top of the second. He's playing shortstop tonight. He'll be digging in from the right side as Bowler goes out there for his second inning of work. Facing off against the right-handed hitting Dwyer. As Cooper Dwyer now digs in. Even in the box, a slightly open stance. Hit from Bowler. A fastball blows it by him for strike one. Bowler has that strong fastball we saw in his relief appearance and his start this year that he's able to just blow by hitters as he throws another fastball. That misses up and away for ball one. One ball and one strike now. As Dwyer waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Bowler comes set and delivers. That one swung and a miss for strike two. A 1-2 count now on Dwyer. Bowler gets a sign from Jorson. Comes set. Delivers. That one's swung on and missed. Way tardy on it. That'll be strikeout number one for Bowler. And out number one in this top of the second inning. Owen Nelson, the third baseman, will be digging in now. From the right side, taps the plate with his bat. An even stance. The delivery from Bowler is grounded up the middle of the shortstop. Calderon is not going to be able to get it. It's going to be in the center field for a base hit. Good piece of hitting there from Nelson. He saw a pitch, decided to swing on it, and it will go into center field. As he'll be over there at first base, and that'll bring Eamon O'Leary to the plate, the first baseman for tonight. He caught last night. And he'll be digging in from the left side. Knees bent, slightly open stance as he grounds this one to the third baseman charging. No play at second. He's going to have to throw over to first for the out. 5-3 put out on the play. The third baseman, Moss, throwing it over to Smith. That will move Owen Nelson over to second base. So a productive out there for the Fairfield Indians. As Eamon O'Leary grounds out 5-3. Which will bring Jake Rogers, the catcher, to the plate. Deep in the box. An even stance. Slightly open. As Bowler checks the runner back at second. That's Nelson. And delivers. This was hit in the air towards the center fielder. Rafael, who camps underneath it. And he'll squeeze it for out number three. Bowler walks off the mound. As Jake Rogers flies out to Colby Rafael. It's 2-0. The Colt 45's on top. We're headed to the bottom of the second. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House in Anderson. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pickup, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s are on top after 1.5. They'll be up here in the bottom of the second. It'll be Braxton Riley leading things off, followed by Calderon and Carter Jorison out of Santa Margarita, California. Cash McCrory in his second full inning of work.
Last inning, the Colt 45s put up two runs on two hits. They left one as Braxton Riley digs in from the right side here. Deep in the box, a slightly open stance. Very wide stance as Cash McRory, the right-hander, delivers from the first base out of the rubber. A fastball that's going to miss a little high for ball one. One ball and no strike. Riley. So he gets ready. And McRory comes set. Now delivers. Fastball on the outside corner in at the knees for strike one. Count 1-1 now. McRory out of the windup. Delivers a changeup for strike two. Caught the outside corner in at the waist. Riley doesn't bite, but it's called a strike. McRory, the 1-2 delivery. Fastball swung on grounded. Foul toward third base. Count stays at one ball and two strikes. McRory up on the hill, adjusts his cap. Glove up near his shoulder. Shakes off the catcher. Now comes set. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball. Just got a piece of it. Braxton Riley fouls it back to the screen. Count remains 1-2 now. So Rogers gives the sign to McRory. Glove at his hip. Fiddling with the baseball. Now comes set. 1-2 delivery again. It's going to be a curveball inside for ball two. Riley works the count to 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes as McRory gets a sign from Rogers. Now comes set and delivers. That one swung on, grounded to the shortstop, charging to his left. Throws on to first to get the out. A 6-3 put out there. The shortstop handling that chopper. Had to move to his left a couple of steps, glided to it, and then toss it on over to the first baseman, Eamon O'Leary, for out number one. Now, Joel Calderon will dig in from the right side. The tall shortstop, with a little bit of pop. We saw it a few nights ago, the grand slam, as the first pitch from McRory. Curveball is going to be inside for ball one. A 1-0 count. McRory having a little bit of a command issue here in this ball game as he delivers a 1-0. Waved at by Calderon early on it. Unable to hold up. As the count moves to one ball and one strike. There's one gone here in the bottom of the second in this 2-0 ball game. McRory comes set, now delivers the 1-1. If that's hit in the air toward right field, and the right fielder is going to be chasing it down toward the track at the wall. It's going to be off the bottom of the wall as the throw comes in from the right fielder, Lamon, missed by the second baseman, Cueva, and Calderon is going to find himself over at second base with a stand-up double. So that will bring Carter Jorison, the catcher, to the plate after that opposite field double by Joel Calderon, who almost got it out, landed just to the left of the 310 mark out there off the Mount Shasta spring water advertisement. Off that iconic yellow wall. Jorison deep in the box. Right-handed hitter. As McRory deals. And goes off of Jorison and hits the umpire, who's now gonna take a little walk. Jorison with the hit-by-pitch. We'll bring up the top of the order, Colby Raphael, as Mason Cassingham will be the courtesy runner for Jorison. As the Colt 45s have runners at first and second now, as the home plate umpire gets back to behind home plate. As Bob Anderson motions that he's got a courtesy runner over there at first base now. Bob Anderson, the Colt 45's manager. As Cassingham takes his lead at first, he's not being held on by the first baseman, O'Leary. O'Leary playing behind him, with the Indians looking to turn two.
That's Kobe Rafael from the right-hand batter's box. He singled and scored his last time up as he shows bunt, pulls back. The ball's blocked by the catcher. He's going to throw down to third, past the third baseman. And now Calderon is going to come all the way home to score with a head first slide. The ball bobbled by the catcher. He picks it up, throws back to second base to back pick Cassingham, who's called safe, barely got back to the bag in time. So Calderon comes around to score after the runners advanced on that ball that was in the dirt and blocked by the catcher. It kicked away from him to his left, and he had to move laterally around Kobe Rafael, who stayed in the box. So after all that, a 1-0 count now in this 3-0 ball game with one out, as Cassingham takes his lead from second. The delivery from McRory is going to be foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike one. One ball and one strike. It's McRory. Comes set at the belt from the stretch. Delivers the 1-1. Curveball called a strike is going to be on the inside corner. In its knees for strike two. Cassingham at second. Pretty speedy. As the pitch from McRory comes in, that's swung on, grounded towards the shortstop, who dodging it is Cassingham as he makes his way to third. Throwing over to first. It's not going to be in time. Kobe Rafael beats out the throw from Cooper Dwyer, the shortstop, who had to wait for it as the ground ball made its way past a running Cassingham. And for Cassingham, if he gets hit with that ball, he's out. Now there's runners at the corners with one out, as the Fairfield Indians move their defense to double play depth with the second baseman Cueva and the shortstop Dwyer pinching up the middle. That will bring Dusty Vila to the plate, the left-handed hitter, as Rafael runs, shown bunt, and he's going to take second base as the catcher does not throw down. And that ball's taken for a strike. Vila showed bunt, pulled back. The catcher hopped out of his crouch, made the catch, and was about to throw down to second as Cassingham was started to take off from third base. But now runners on second and third, as this one's waved at and fouled toward right field, is going to land out of play for strike two. Vila in an 0-2 hole. The infield playing in on the grass with Rafael at second and Cassingham at third. The Colt 45s have speed on the bases right now with Griffith Finn on deck. Vila from the left side. McRory up on the first base out of the rubber. Comes set. Delivers. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to score Cassingham from third. And Rafael's around third. The throw is picked up by the catcher, who throws it wide of second base. The shortstop backing up the play as Dusty Vila doubles. Two-run score. And it's 5-0. The Colt 45's on top. On that RBI double from Dusty Vila after he advances on the throw-in to home plate from the center fielder, Amari Sani. Now it's going to be Griffith Finn, who flew out. My apologies. Walked his last time up before he delivers. This one's fouled. Way foul, but way far in the air toward a truck. It's going to just miss a car, it looks like. Count now 0-1. That ball was absolutely hammered, but pulled foul by Finn. And this 5-0 ball game, McRory comes set and delivers a breaking pitch. It's going to miss high, just above the waist. One ball and one strike. Colt 45s have put three on the board in this bottom half of the second. As Vila takes his lead from second, he's a couple steps off the bag. The pitch. That one's barreled up in the air toward the left fielder and squeezed for out number two. So Finn flies out to the left fielder, Morant, which will bring McGuire Smith, the first baseman, to the plate. Left-handed hitter, he singled his last time up. Vila still at second base after the two RBI double. It's 5-0. The Colt 45s on top of these Fairfield Indians in the bottom half of the second inning. Smith, deep in the box, slightly open stance. Pitch from McCrory is a fastball, misses way inside for ball one. As the Fairfield Indians look to be getting some activity up in their bullpen. After tonight's starting pitcher McCrory has allowed 5 runs, he comes set and delivers a ball up and in for ball two. A 2-0 count now on Smith as Vila 2 or 3 steps off the bag at second. McCrory gets a sign from O'Leary. Delivers. This one's hit in the air towards right field. Right fielder Lehman giving chase. Able to squeeze it for the out. And that will be out number 3. The side is retired. But the Colt 45s score 3. They strand 1. It's 5-0 after 2. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House and Anderson, 19-1 Highway 273. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pickup, or delivery at 19-1 Highway 273 in Anderson. As we head to the top of the third, as the Colt 45s make their way out to warm up defensively. After that, 3-run and 3-hit inning by the Colt 45s, taking advantage of the throwing errors and speed that the Colt 45s had on the base pass, as the catcher made a couple of throwing errors, which helped advance the Colt 45 runners an additional 90 feet. Multiple times. As we had the break here from Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Redding, California. The Colt 45s are on top 5-0 as Bowler comes set to deliver the first pitch to Cueva, who's going to foul one back to the screen for strike one. Bowler now back set on the hill. Comes set out of the windup, delivers a 1 to be grounded toward the second baseman, Vila, who fields and throws on to first for out number 1. Marcel Cueva goes 4th around the play. That'll bring Amari Sani to the plate, who is going to bunt one foul for strike 1. A 1 count now on Sani, the center fielder for tonight, who made a couple of nice catches in the first inning. Digging in from the right side, the top of the order. He singled his first time up. Only got as far as third base as Bowler comes set to deliver the 0-1. That's going to be low and away for ball one. Another fastball. Bowler gets a sign from Jorson. Sets up outside. The pitch from Bowler. Fastball, swing, and a miss for strike 2. Blew a fastball by him as Bowler peers in at Jorson. Jorson relays the sign. Bowler from the third base side of the rubber, out of the windup, delivers, bounced off the plate, and blocked by Jorison. Town all even now at 2-2. Bowler, when he peers in at Jorison, has the glove extended,
similar to Cody Rathel, a right-handed pitcher for the Colt 45s. Fuller comes at, delivers a fastball, is going to be inside for ball three. Count now fills at 3-2 as Buller climbs up on the hill from the third base side of the rubber. Hands extended, peering between his cap and his glove as he raises it up. Here's into Jorison. This one swung on, grounded towards the shortstop. Calderon charging, picks it and throws onto first for the out. An excellent play by Joel Calderon, who with the ground ball up the middle had to get there before that third hop and was able to pick it right after the second hop. Gloved it and threw on over to first base, the first baseman, McGuire Smith. So 6-3 on the play, the shortstop to the first baseman. That will bring Andrew Lehman to the plate as Buller comes set. Out of the windup, delivers a fastball, swing and a miss. Strike one. Lehman digging in from the right side. A wide stance, slightly open. Buller comes set and delivers. This one's fouled back over the crowd, over the screen, and into the parking lot. Two strikes now. Buller, left-handed pitcher, the southpaw from the third base out of the rubber. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. 1-2 count now. This Buller peers in at Jorison. Sets up inside. 1-2 delivery. That one's grounded towards the second baseman, Vila, who charges a little bit, gloves, and throws on over to Smith for out number three. 2.5 done here at Tiger Field. It's going to be the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half of the third. 5-0. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House offers a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salads, and more.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner, now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Shadows have started to cover most of the field here. Probably have the lights coming on soon as the sun begins its descension. As it cools off even more than it already has been. It's about 80 degrees as Brandon Zanny, a right-handed hitter, digs in. He flew out to the center fielder, Sonny, his first time up. He digs in a close stance from the right side. The delivery from McRory is going to miss off the plate and high for ball one. You have another fastball. It's going to miss as McRory comes set now and delivers a 1-0. Breaking ball is going to miss low and away. For ball two, Zanny. We've seen him many times before. 11 times this season to be exact, he's walked as the 2-0 delivery from McRory comes in. It's called a strike on the outside corner. In at the waist. Looks like a fastball. A great pitch there from McRory. As he comes set and delivers a 2-1. That breaking ball is going to miss low for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Zanny steps out of the box, blocking the one batting glove on his left hand. Deep in the box, closed stance. Pitch from McRory. He's going to miss off the outside edge for ball four. Zanny works a walk to begin things here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Sutter Moss, the third baseman. He'll dig in from the left side. He grounded into a fielder's choice his first time up. Left-handed hitter, a wide stance as Zanny takes his lead at first. As Moss watches one just off the outside edge for ball one. Zanny not even taking a big secondary lead. As he's two or three steps off the bag at first, being held on by the first baseman, O'Leary. As another pitch comes in, that's going to miss high and inside for ball two. The catcher, Rogers, gliding to his right to make that catch. As McRory checks Zanny at first, comes set to deliver the 2-0. It's going to miss upstairs again for ball three. McRory struggling a bit with his command here, as the Fairfield Indians now have no activity in their bullpen. The 3-0 delivery from McRory as he checks Zanny back at first. Here it comes. That's going to be called a strike. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Just a bit below the waist of Sutter Moss. As count now moves, three balls and one strike. The delivery from McRory is swung on and fouled over the dugout of the Fairfield Indians. As the count now fills to three balls and two strikes. That's the second partially broken bat of the evening. Griffith Finn fouled one off in his last at-bat and cracked his bat a bit. So Sutter Moss will make his way over to the Colt 45's dugout where he'll get a new piece of lumber. And dig back in now, facing a full count as McRory gets a sign from Rogers, the catcher, who sets up outside. The 3-2 delivery swung on and fouled back to the screen. Count stays full. Three balls and two strikes. As McRory now set to deliver the seventh pitch of this at-bat. Checks Zanny back at first. Comes set, gets the sign from his catcher Rogers. Delivers. Zanny running. There's going to be no throw down to second as that is called ball four. So Moss works a walk. The Colt 45s now with two on and no out. As manager Pujon Bynum makes his way out to the mound to have a little chat with his infield. As it looks like McRory's night is done. It's going to be a left-handed throwing. Looks to be number 9, Joe Gutman, taking things over here in this third inning with no one gone and two on. After back-to-back walks, we're going to cut the break to allow Joe Gutman to get his warm-up tosses in. The southpaw will be taking over for the Fairfield Indians. After this message from our sponsor, Charlu's Tap House.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. After this pitching change for the Fairfield Indians, it's going to be number 10, Greg Ryan, coming in relief of Cash McRory, the Indians starting pitcher for tonight. He went 2+, allowing 5 hits and 5 runs. He's responsible for the 2 walks on first and second base as the left-hand throwing Greg Ryan comes on in relief. The southpaw, he'll be throwing from the first base side of the rubber as Braxton Riley, the left fielder for your Colt 45s, digs in now from that right-hand batter's box with the Indians defense playing back as the delivery comes in from Ryan. And it's going to be in there for strike one. And a 1 count now on Riley. Greg Ryan, the new pitcher for the Fairfield Indians, peers in at his catcher, Rogers. Now steps off. Back up on the hill now, peering in with his glove at his shoulder, bent forward, glove behind his hip. Checks the runner at second, that's Zanny. And delivers the 0-1. It's going to miss low for ball one. Calderon on deck. He had the double to lead things off last inning. My apologies. To lead off the offense last inning. As Ryan comes set to deliver the 1-1, curveball is going to be in at the knees for strike two. A great breaking pitch there, something that was not working for McRory, but now is working for Greg Ryan in this top of the third. The 1-2 pitch from Ryan as he checks Zanny back to second. The delivery. Oh, it's hit in the air toward left field. The left fielder, Morant, giving chase, is going to squeeze it just in front of the warning track for out number one as Zanny and Moss make their way back to second and first base. One gone here in the top of the third inning. It will now be Joel Calderon coming to the plate for the Colt 45s. The shortstop tonight. Yet again, he's kind of earned himself the everyday shortstop position. As Ryan comes set, now delivers breaking pitch upstairs for ball one. Calderon doubled and would come around to score his last time up in the second inning. In this 5-0 ball game, the bottom of the third, 1-0 delivery from Ryan comes in. A fastball swung on a miss by Calderon. 1-1 to the right-handed hitter. The lefty, Greg Ryan, a lengthy guy out there on the hill. Looks to be about 6'2", 6'3". Comes set, now delivers. Fastball misses up and away for ball two. He's got a sort of vintage Tim Lincecum delivery as he rears back and then comes forward in a sort of perpendicular angle. A very deceptive delivery. The Colt 45s are attempting to pick up on after facing Cash McRory for 2+ innings. As that ball is fouled back by Calderon, back to the screen. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counts all even now. Calderon digs back in. The 2-2 delivery from Ryan. Going to be a curveball. Misses up and away. Catcher not able to corral it. And both runners are going to advance an additional 90 feet with now no double play in order. After Calderon takes that pitch for a ball. Count now filled with 1 out. As the catcher, Rogers, gliding to his right, reaching up, was not able to corral the breaking ball. The Indians bring the infield in. Not wanting to surrender another run in this 5-0 ball game. The delivery from Ryan. Fastball misses up and away for ball four. So, 3 walks here for the Colt 45s. They have the bases loaded now with
Carter Jorison. The right-handed hitter coming to the plate. He'll do a bit of landscaping. Digs in the box now. See, he stretches the bat over his arms, over his head, rather. Adjusts his helmet, gets a sign from Bob Anderson down there at third base, the third base coach and manager of the Colt 45s. Zanny takes his lead from third. The infield still playing in. The corner's in on the grass, rather, and the shortstop Cueva, the second baseman Cueva, and the shortstop Dwyer pinching up the middle, a couple steps off the outfield grass. As that one's going to come in for called strike. Now Ryan comes set and delivers the 0-1. It's going to be a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. Great pitch there. Jorison looking for what looked like, looking for a breaking pitch, it seemed. So he waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Ryan, the 0-2 delivery. Fastball is going to be called strike three. Jorison, my apologies, not called strike three. Called ball one, just off the plate. Jorison turned around to head back to the dugout, but appeared just going for a little walk as he realized it was called a ball. Now digs back in, waves the bat back and forth a couple times with a wide-open stance. Corner's playing in. The 1-2 delivery, curveball way upstairs. Catcher has to come out of his crouch to corral it. The count moves to 2-2. Calderon leading from first, Moss from second, and Brandon Zanny from third. All three reached on walks. As Ryan comes set and delivers a fastball just off the plate outside. Count fills again, and the pitcher, Greg Ryan, a little bit peeved at home plate umpire, at the home plate umpire after that call. He thought it caught the corner, but it did not. The payoff pitch from Ryan. Fastball fouled off, out of play. Over the dugout of the Indians. Count stays full. Just missed the truck out there. Parked in the parking lot. As Greg Ryan gets a new baseball. Climbs back up on the hill. From the first base side of the rubber. Peers in at his catcher, Rogers. Love at his hip, shakes him off. Shakes him off again. Now comes set. Delivers the 3-2. Fastball is going to miss up and in for ball four, and that's going to walk in a run. So the bases stay loaded now as Jorison works a walk, and Castigan will make his way out to first base to be the courtesy runner. That will bring up the top of the order, and Kobe Raphael, who's singled twice tonight and came around to score both times in the second inning, last inning, he had a stolen base before coming around to score. With one gone here, the Colt 45's got ducks on the pond. Looking to get some more meat on the table as it's 6-0. They've walked four times in this bottom of the third as Kobe Raphael takes the first pitch for ball one. A 1-0 count. Greg Ryan, the left-hand throwing, lengthy guy from the third base side of the rubber. Delivers a 1-0 breaking ball in there for strike one. As Culver Fail steps out of the box, readjusts his hands on the bat. Now digs back in. A wide stance, knees pretty bent. So 1-1 comes in. Curveball. Misses way upstairs yet again. Ball two. Both pitchers tonight for the Fairfield Indians struggling a bit with command. Command of the fastball and breaking pitch. And not quite sure if Greg Ryan has a third pitch in his arsenal, but looks to be mostly fastball curveball. As another pitch comes in, that's going to miss up and away. Ball two. As the Colt 45s have the bases loaded yet again after they've worked four walks in this inning. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot towards some cars. Count now worked full by Kobe Raphael. As Greg Ryan looking to get the second out of the inning.
as he's set to deliver his payoff pitch. Gets a sign from his catcher, Rogers, and delivers. Fastball swung on, grounded up the middle. Cueva charging, flips to second for one. On to first is going to be wide of the bag at first as the run comes in to score. And now Calderon is also going to come around to score. After casting him with a race at second base, Rafael's safe at first on the fielder's choice. After casting him, the courtesy runner for Jorison's walk is a race, but Calderon comes around to score after Moss scored on the ground ball. So it's now 8-0 with two gone. As Rafael takes his lead from first, that'll bring up the second baseman, Dusty Vila. As Rafael's running, the throw down to second is going to be wide of the bag and not in time. Rafael has himself his second stolen base of the evening. And Dusty Vila will now be working with a 1-0 count as that ball came in low and inside on Vila, the left-handed hitter. The 1-0 pitch from Greg Ryan. As he checks Vila. Rafael, rather, back at second, delivers, misses upstairs for ball two. A 2-0 count now on Vila. The second baseman as Rafael takes his lead from second base. Ryan delivers a 2-0. Fastball swing and a miss from Vila. Just a little bit early on that fastball as Greg Ryan walks back up the mound, kicks some dirt around. Two balls and one strike on Vila. Rogers gives a sign to his pitcher, Ryan. Comes set and delivers, and Rafael's going to take off toward third and have himself another stolen base as the catcher does not throw down. So Rafael with two stolen bases now. He's over third base. The 2-2, two out. Ryan delivers. Fastball swung on and fouled back over the screen just over my head. As Greg Ryan will get a new baseball from the home plate umpire. Climbs back up the right side of the hill. Makes his way over to the third base side of the rubber. Peers into his catcher, Rogers, who gives him the sign. Ryan comes set. Rogers sets up inside. Curveball way upstairs. Rogers making an excellent effort to corral it, coming out of his crouch and jumping for it, is able to snag it. Count goes full again for the fourth straight batter. Out of the five batters that Greg Ryan has faced in this third inning, four of the five have been full counts. So he delivers a breaking pitch upstairs. That's going to be ball number four. And Dusty Vila works a walk. That is the fifth walk of the inning for the Colt 45s. Runners at first and third now as the Fairfield Indians pitching coach is going to come out to the mound. The Indians have some activity up in their bullpen. Or rather, do not have activity up in their bullpen. They're going to have a little talk with the infield here, figuring out what they want to do as Griffith Finn is going to make his way to the plate. He'll be digging in from the left side. To recap the inning, a walk to Zanny, a walk to Moss. That ended Cash McCrory's night. He went 2+, 5 hits, giving up 7 runs. And he walked 3 before Greg Ryan came on in relief. He's faced 5 batters and retired 2 of them. So it will be over there at third base. That's Mason Cassingham, who was the, my apologies, Colby Rafael, who stole second and stole third after the walk surrendered. As Greg Ryan now back out on the hill as the infield makes their way back. He's going to throw a pickoff attempt to first to try and get Vila sleeping, but it's not going to be in time. With runners at the corners, Griffith Fenn digging in from the left side. He's walked and flown out. And he stole second after he walked in the first inning. He's 1-2. Pitch from Ryan is going to come in and miss
up and away for ball one. A 1-0 count now on Finn, who taps the plate a couple times with his bat. The 1-0 delivers from Ryan. The fastball, unable to be framed by Rogers. That's ball two. Just off the outside edge and a bit high. As Rafael takes his lead from third. Vila takes his lead from first. The 2-0. It's going to miss low and in for ball three. So yet again, for the fifth straight batter, Greg Ryan has had three balls in the count. As the 3-0 delivery, as he checks the runner back at first. It's going to be another fastball that misses upstairs, so he walks in. And the ninth batter of the inning, McGuire Smith, is going to make his way to the plate. He'll dig in from the left side. As the Colt 45s have the bases full for the third time this inning with two outs. It's 8-0. The Colt 45s on top of the Fairfield Indians. It's Rafael over there at third base. He reached on a fielder's choice, stole second, and then stole third. Then Vila walked, and Finn walked. As Greg Ryan delivers a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Smith, working with an 0-1 count, waves the bat back and forth a couple times. The 0-1 delivery from Ryan. Fastball swung on, fouled back to the screen. Quickly 0-2 now, as the Fairfield Indians looking to get out of this jam. Greg Ryan came on in relief of Cash McRory, who went 2+, giving up 7 runs, with 3 walks and striking out no Colt 45s, who have not struck out a lot of times this year. As Ryan gets a sign from his catcher, Rogers. From the third base side of the rubber, delivers the 0-2. Fastball swung on in. Fouled back over the Colt 45 dugout. The count stays at 0-2. And we're going to do it again, folks. As Greg Ryan peers in, glove at his hip. From the third base side of the rubber comes Setnow. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball waved at by Finn. My apologies, Smith, who fouls it off to keep the count at 0-2. As we'll see the fifth pitch of this at-bat on this cool Redding summer night at Tiger Field in Redding, California. We've got what seems to be a full crowd here at Tiger Field. A great night at the ballpark to bring the family out. As Greg Ryan gets a sign. Comes set. The 0-2 delivery with two out and the bases loaded. Fastball swing and a miss by McGuire Smith. He's going to go down on strikes. The Colt 45 send 9 to the plate. They put up a 3 spot. It's 8-0 Colt 45s after 3. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 19-1 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's me, Brandon Buller, back out there in this top of the fourth inning as the lights have come on at Tiger Field. He delivers the first pitch, is waved at by Caleb Morant, the left fielder for the Fairfield Indians. Way early on it. Now an 0-1 count as Buller out there for his fourth inning of work after a long time in the dugout after the Colt 45 sent 9 to the plate. As Buller comes set, now delivers a ball on the outside edge. Count will even out 1-1. As Jorsen gives him the sign and sets up inside. That one's going to be tap foul by Morant. A 1-2 count now. One ball and two strikes. Morant, a right-handed hitter. He reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. Buller, out of the windup, delivers the 1-2. This is way upstairs. Ball two, as Jorsen had to hop out of his crouch to corral that one. Jorsen rocking the hockey-style catcher's mask, not the old-school mask. Pops it back down over his face as Buller stares in to get his sign. Delivers a 2-2. Curveball's going to miss. A little bit up out of the zone. Ball three as Buller now has the count full. The payoff pitch from Buller is going to be in the dirt, picked by Jorsen, but low. It's going to be a leadoff walk for Morant. As that is the first walk issue tonight by Buller. He struck out one and walked one. That'll bring the cleanup hitter, Derek Robinson, to the plate. As he digs in from the right side. With the socks up high, pitch from Buller is swung on and missed. Four strike one. And a 1 count now, after Robinson was a little bit tardy on that one. Buller checks the run back at first. That's Morant. Comes set, the 0-1 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss yet again. Robinson knows he's a little bit late on it. As the count quickly moves to 0-2, and Morant, with the speed over there at left field, I imagine he'll be in motion here to avoid the double play. As Robinson, who's got some power, a big guy, looks to be about 6'3 or so, probably around 200. The fastball is going to be up. Jorsen, backpicking to first, is not going to be in time. Diving back is Morant. After Robinson takes after ball one, Jorsen popping up to corral that and throw on down to first base, showing off that arm, but unable to nab Morant sleeping. The 1-2 delivery from Buller. A fastball is going to be called. Strike three on the inside corner. Got him looking. That's strikeout number 2 of the evening, a backward K for Buller. There's one gone here. That will bring up Cooper Dwyer, the shortstop. My apologies. It will be shortstop number 23, Wyatt Smith. Pinch hitting for Cooper Dwyer. So Smith taking over the hitting and defensive responsibilities of the starting shortstop, Cooper Dwyer. He'll be digging in from the right side as Buller throws a pickoff attempt over the first, which was clearly visible as he is a left-handed pitcher, so showing that exaggerated motion toward first base, as unlike a right-handed pitcher, you're not able to hide it quite as well. The delivery from Buller is going to be swung on and fouled off the catcher, Jorsen, who shakes it off a bit and gets a new baseball to Wyatt Smith, the pinch hitter. In the game at shortstop for Cooper Dwyer. Buller, the southpaw, from the third base out of the rubber, delivers the 0-1. Curveball misses upstairs. Jorsen jumps up to corral it. A 1-1 count now, as Buller, after sitting in the dugout for a extended period of time, having a little bit of a command issue. The most innings he's pitched in his one start this season is 6, so he's nowhere near his limit. So he delivers the 1-1. Fastball, foul back at the screen. Smith just got a piece of it. A 1-2 count now as Smith steps out of the box. Takes a couple practice swings. Now steps back in the box. Even with the plate, an even stance, slightly open, as Morant takes his lead from first. The pitch from Buller waved at, got him swinging for strikeout number three and out number two. Two gone here. That'll bring Owen Nelson, the third baseman, to the plate after back-to-back Ks from Buller. Morant takes his lead off the bag at first. He's being held on by McGuire Smith at first base. Buller comes set and delivers a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 count now as Nelson taps the plate a couple times with the bat. Slightly open stance from the right side. The 0-1 delivery from Buller. Fastball swung on, grounded up the middle. Diving is Vila, the second baseman. He's not going to get it. That's through and into center field for a base hit. The center fielder, Cooper Fail, is going to field it. Throw into third base as the tag is put on by the third baseman, Sutter Moss. And that'll retire the side as the outfield assist comes in from Colby Rafael. It's 8-0. We're halfway through our ball game here from Tagger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House in Anderson at 1901 Highway 273.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11. Served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. It's 8-0. 445s are on top after half up and spent here. It's going to be Greg Ryan out there for his first full inning of work. And it'll be Brandon Zanny back up to the plate as he watches a fastball in at the waist and on the outside corner for strike one. Zanny began things in the third inning, and the Colt 45s would send 9 to the plate as they scored 5 runs. My apologies, 3 runs, making the ballgame 8-0 as they look to extend the lead here. As the sun has started to set, turning the clouds a beautiful pink under blue skies on this cool night for Saturday night baseball. As Zanny watches a ball just a bit outside and high for ball two. Count now 2-1. Zanny, a right-handed hitter. He's going to watch a fastball just off the outside edge yet again for ball three. Greg Ryan, the left-hand throwing relief pitcher for the Fairfield Indians. From the third base out of the rubber, delivers a 3-1. Fastball is going to miss low. Zanny works a walk yet again. He's still leading the team with 13 walks on the year. And that's how he began things last inning as well. Now it'll be Sutter Moss digging in from the left side with Zanny taking his lead from first, being held on by the first baseman, O'Leary. As the pitch from Ryan misses up and in for ball one. So, saw it last inning. The Colt 45s walked five times. Both pitchers for the Fairfield Indians struggling with command. As a fastball upstairs again for ball two. 2-0 count now on the third baseman, Moss. As Ryan, loving his belt, upset, checks Zanny back at first. Delivers two out of the stretch. That one swung on in the air towards the left fielder, Morant, who's in shallow left field. He's going to squeeze it for out number one as Zanny makes his way back to first base. So Sutter Moss flies out to the left fielder. That'll bring up Braxton Riley, the right-hand hitter, to the plate in this 8-0 ball game with Zanny, who walked to lead things off here, taking his lead from first. He's about 2.5-3 steps off the bag at first. Ryan comes set and delivers a fastball, misses upstairs for ball one. Braxton Riley, an even stance, taps the plate with his bat. 1-0 delivery from Ryan. Fast up and away for ball two. Another batter with working ahead in the count, rather, with two balls. 2-0 count. Ryan delivers ball in the dirt, not picked by the catcher, Rogers. But keeps it in front of him. Count moves to 3-0 with one out. Zanny at first. The Fairfield Indians looking to twist a double play to retire the side and get out of the inning. As Ryan comes set, checks Zanny back at first. 3-0 delivery. A fastball is going to be on the inside corner and below the waist for strike one. Riley is 0-2 tonight. He's grounded out and flown out. The center fielder shaded a couple steps toward left field. As this one's hit in the air, popped up on the infield. The second baseman, Cueva, calling for it. He'll get under it and squeeze it for out number two. So Braxton Riley pops out to the second baseman. That'll bring up Joel Calderon to the plate. He's doubled and walked tonight. Came around to score both times. He'll be digging in from the right side. Playing shortstop tonight. As I said in his previous at-bat, he's been the everyday shortstop for the Colt 45s as the wind starts to pick up here at Tiger Field, cooling us off even more as it's gotten to about 75 degrees on now what's become a some sort of chilly summer night. As Greg Ryan delivers the 1-0. Fastball upstairs for ball two. A 2-0 count now on Calderon. Carter Jorison, the catcher, he's on deck. Calderon waves the bat back and forth a couple times. As Ryan comes set and delivers the 2-0, it's going to be on the inside corner, called a strike, a fastball in there. As Greg Ryan, the southpaw, now climbs back up the hill. Glove at the hip, peers in at Rogers, the catcher. Comes set now, delivers a 2-1. A fastball off the plate. Rogers gliding to his right to catch it. Count moves to 3-1 on Calderon. Right fielder and left fielder playing straight up. Right fielder a little bit back toward the track. Center fielder straight up with that 406 sign. 3-1 delivery from Ryan is swung on and missed by Calderon. Got him to chase the pitch inside. Calderon now steps out of the box, gathers himself. Digs back in now, deep in the box, waves the bat back and forth, taps the plate. The 3-2 delivery with Zanny running is going to be called. Strike three on the inside corner. Calderon caught looking. So Zanny walks, but stranded at first as the Colt 45s are retired. It's 8-0 after four. We're headed to the fifth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlu's Tap House. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pickup, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s looking to render the Fairfield Indians scoreless for yet another inning. It's going to be the first baseman, the left-hand hitting Eamon O'Leary, digging in as Buller is out there for his fifth inning of work, and this one's fouled back over the Colt 45 dugout for strike one. Eamon O'Leary, he grounded out to the third baseman his first time up as Buller comes set, delivers the 0-1, and swung on in the air towards Calder in the shortstop, just back on the rim of the outfield grass. A little flare, he's able to squeeze it for out number one. A little pop-out, fly-out hybrid there to the shortstop called Aaron, who made his way over back to third base, the third baseman, rather, to glove it for the first out of the inning. Now it'll be Jake Rogers, the backstop for the Fairfield Indians, taking strike one on the inside corner from Buller as he readies now. Out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch is bounced in the dirt and blocked by Jorison. Count will even out, one ball, one strike, as Rogers, the Indians catcher, taps the plate with his bat. 1-1 delivery from Buller is hit in the air towards Griffith in the right fielder, tracking it to the track at the wall, and it's going to be off the top of the wall. Called a home run as Jake Rogers hits in opposite field, home run in Oppo Taco. And it's now 8-1. So the Fairfield Indians break their scoreless streak after four zeros have been thrown up on the board. Now it's 8-1. That will bring Marcel Cueva, the second baseman, to the plate from the right side. And even since he's going to show bunt, miss it, and that's be called strike one. So the Fairfield Indians, they homered three times last night, now once tonight. The Colt 45s having to face the long ball for really the first time all season. They haven't really faced a team who hit a lot of home runs as Buller comes set and delivers, as that one's going to be grounded through the left side between the third baseman and the shortstop called Aaron for a base hit. So Cueva gets his first hit of the night. A single into left field as Riley plays it back in. That'll bring up the top of the order. Kamani Sani, who has singled and grounded out to the shortstop. So he's 1-for-2. My apologies. It's going to be a pinch hitter, Kamani Blackney, pinch hitting for Sonny, a right-handed hitter. He'll likely take over Sonny's duties in center field, as Blackney was last night's starting center fielder. He homered last night. The pitch from Buller is going to be called a ball, low and in. A 1-0 count. As Jorison gives a sign to Buller, who comes set and delivers out of the stretch. That one's going to be fouled back to the screen by Blackney. Blackney, as I talked about last night, if you were listening, he has that sliding glove, also known as the oven mitt, which Cueva is wearing over there at first base. As he takes his lead, but he, rather than tucking it into his back pocket, he tucks it inside of his belt, and he's going to take the second strike of the at bat right in there on the inside corner for strike two. Count moves to 1-2, so something I haven't seen even in the major leagues, where tucking it into your belt. The 1-2 delivery from Bowler is going to be swung on and fouled into foul territory. Count remains at 1-2. As Blackney takes a little walk around and now comes back to bat, digging in from the right side in this 8-1 ball game, as Cueva takes his lead from first, 3 or 4 steps off the bag. Blackney waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Pickoff attempt by Buller over to first is not going to be in time, as Cueva is back in plenty of time. As Blackney taps the plate yet again. 1-2 delivery from Buller as he comes set and delivers. It's going to be fastball just a hair inside. The fans watching here thought it was going to be strike three. Count evens up now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buller working with just one out. The Colt 45 is looking to turn double play. The pitch from Buller is going to miss inside. Blackney stepping out of the box, dodging it to make the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The last thing you want to do here is walk this batter. It's 8-1, only 7 runs of insurance now after the solo shot from Rogers. Buller comes set to deliver the payoff pitch. That's going to miss up and in for ball four. Look to be pitching a bit around Blackney there after we saw what we saw last night, where Blackney muscled one out of here over the scoreboard in left center field. I'll bring up number 40, Jeremy Hill, to the plate, pinch hitting for Lamon, the right fielder. Jeremy Hill last night, two singles, two stolen bases, a fielder's choice, and a double. He was then caught stealing at third as he digs in from the right side. A wide stance. He's going to watch a fastball low and in for ball one as Buller throws a pickoff attempt over to second base to keep Cueva close. A 1-0 count on Hill. Waves the bat back and forth. Buller, glove up by his shoulder. Now comes set, the 1-0 delivery. It's going to be a fastball on the inside corner. Strike one. A 1-1 count. As Hill stays in the box with that open stance. The 1-1 delivery from Buller as he checks the runners back with the Colt 45's defense playing behind the runners. Dancing off the bags. He's going to throw a pickoff attempt over to second. Tagging Cueva, who, diving back with both hands, dodges the tag attempted to be put on by Vila on his right shoulder, diving back head first. Dodges the tag and is back safely. An excellent swim move there by Cueva. As Buller gets a sign from Jorson, the catcher, who sets up outside. Checks the runner back in second. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses upstairs. Count now 2-1. As the pitching coach is going to make his way out to the mound. It's 8-1. The Fairfield Indians threatening here in the top of the fifth. They've scored one on the solo shot from the catcher, Jake Rogers, looking to add on more and claw their way back from their once 8-0 deficit. As Jorison has a little meeting out there on the mound with his pitcher, Buller, now makes his way back to behind the plate. As Buller peers into Jorison, the southpaw, left-hand pitcher, checks the runner back at second. Cueva now delivers a 2-1. Fastball swung on. Little flare towards Vila, the second baseman, who's going to dive back to the bag at second base with an unassisted double play. And just like that, the Fairfield Indians are retired. They leave two on. It's still 8-1 after Bowler gets out of the jam thanks to Dusty Vila, the second baseman. Folks, tonight's game is sponsored by Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, California at 1901 Highway 273.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're singing Sweet Caroline as the Colt 45 have an 8-1 lead. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning as the lights at Tiger Field are on. We've got beautiful blue and pink clouds around us with a blue sky as the sun starts to set here in Redding, California on this cool summer night. A great reminder to bring your family out to the ballpark to have all sorts of fun and hopefully watch your Colt 45s win a fantastic game of baseball. It's going to be Carter Joriston, the catcher tonight, leading things off in the bottom of the fifth, as he's going to be facing off against Greg Ryan, who's working in his second full inning of work. He's gone one plus. A wide stance as the first pitch comes in for a called strike. Heater there, up in the zone, but just below the belt of Joriston. He steps back in the box and even stance with his knees bent. The pitch from Ryan is going to be just a hair outside. A 1-1 count now on Joriston, who waves the bat back and forth. 1-1 delivery from Ryan from the third base out of the rubber. It's going to be a fastball low for ball two. My apologies. Greg Ryan working more toward the middle of the rubber, no longer from the third base side. From my standpoint up here, it's a little bit hard to tell. Out of the windup, the 2-1 delivery as he gets a sign from Rogers. Curveball is going to float in there for strike two. A check swing by Joriston, but caught the corner. As Ryan climbs back up the hill, leans in, glove at his hip, nods to his catcher. 2-2 delivery. It's going to be a curveball off the plate and above the waist for ball three. Count moves full yet again. Ryan tonight working with a lot of full counts as he's set to deliver the payoff pitch. Here it comes. Fastball swung on the ground toward the second baseman, Cueva, who plays the odd hop off the infield grass. Tosses on over to the first baseman. 4-3 put out on the play after Cueva, who's a little bit shorter of a second baseman, but able to get his hands quickly up to make the play, gloved it with two hands, and tossed on over to the first baseman, O'Leary, for the out. So Joriston goes 4-3 on the play. That'll bring up the top of the order, and the center fielder, Colby Raphael, who had a nice outfield assist earlier in this ballgame, as he watches a fastball miss up and away for ball one. Raphael, a right-hand hitter, steps out of the box and now comes, steps back in the box, taps the plate a couple times with his bat, as Ryan, up there on the mound, comes set, delivers a 1-0. Fastball. It's going to be in at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike on Raphael, who has a little bit of a conversation with the home plate umpire. getting a feel for that zone. A wide open stance. Fastball comes in, grazes the dirt. Ball two. Rogers, the catcher, doing an excellent job of picking those pitches that have come in low multiple times. As Rogers, southpaw, comes set to deliver the 2-1. Fastball swung on grounded toward the third baseman. And the shortstop is going to have to make a play on it, but he is unable to make a throw down to first base as the speedy Rafael runs a hard 90. He'll have an infield single. The chopper on that play, a high bouncer, unable to be gloved and thrown. We'll now have Rafael at first base. He's reached all four times tonight on a single, a fielder's choice, and another single now. And he's got three stolen bases on the evening. Look to see if the Colt 45s will put him in motion here as a fastball comes in and will plunk the left hand hitting Vila. So suddenly the Colt 45s have two on with one out after that hit batter from Greg Ryan. That will bring Griffith Ben, the right fielder for tonight, to the plate. He's walked twice and stole second. He's 2-for-3. 0-for-3, rather. As he waves the bat back and forth, taps the plate. As Ryan comes set and delivers out of the stretch, that one's fouled back to the screen. And thank God for netting, because that was coming right toward me. The count now 0-1. As the foul ball is retrieved by the on-deck hitter, McGuire Smith, as Ryan, with his glove at his hip, now comes set and delivers the 0-1. Fastball swung on and popped up over the screen and over my head. Finn a little bit late on it yet again. Just trying to get a piece of it to fight it off. No balls and two strikes, as Greg Ryan, the Indians relief pitcher, looks to get a strikeout. Bending at the waist, gets a sign, comes set, the 0-2 delivery, fastball swung on and fouled over the Colt 45 dugout, just to the left of, the right rather, of the third baseman and left fielder. Count stays at no balls and two strikes on Griffith Fenn,
who has
reached base twice tonight, both on walks. And has a stolen base. Ryan comes set, checks the runner back to second. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball. It's going to be below the knee. A great take there by Finn. For ball one. One balls and two strikes. A gutsy take there by Finn. As it looks to be in at the knees, but home plate umpire calls it a ball. Ryan, glove at his hip. Comes set, checks Rafael back at second. Runners take their leads. Pitch is swung on in the air towards the center fielder, who breaks back, now charges in, is going to watch it fall, now makes a throw into the third baseman wide of the bag, and Rafael's going to be in at third, standing up. It's a single from Finn. That will load the bases. Rafael and Vila moving up an additional 90 feet as Rafael thought the center fielder, Blackney, was going to be able to catch it for an out, but was unable to make a play on it. Deked Rafael at second base, who was not able to easily take third, but was in standing up as the throw from Blackney, the center fielder, was wide of the bag at third and up the left field line. So now the bases will be loaded for McGuire Smith, the cleanup hitter for tonight, who singled, flown out, and struck out. Last night's hero, hitting a walk-off single to score Dusty Vila, who is at second base right now for the Colt 45s. He was at second base last night. And, folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. This is Jacob Green bringing you some Redding Colt 45s baseball on this Saturday night edition. Special thanks to all our listeners. It's great to have you with us. And special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio as McGuire Smith is going to knock one towards second base, and it's going to be through the right side for a base hit. That will score Rafael and Vila. There's going to be runners at the corners now as it's 10-1. The Colt 45s lead after a 2-RBI single from tonight's first baseman and cleanup hitter, McGuire Smith. That will bring Brandon Zanny to the plate. He walked his last two times up as Greg Ryan's night will be finished after that RBI single. 2-RBI single. I'll bring in a relief pitcher for Greg Ryan's final night. He goes two and a third innings of work. He's responsible for all three runners aboard. He gave up a total of three runs. And we're going to cut to break here. Folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. My name is Jacob Green, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. It's great to have you with us. Special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. We have a pitching change. Looks like it's going to be number 12, Rashawn Priest, for the Fairfield Indians. He'll take his warm tosses, and we're going to cut to break to allow him time to get warm. As the Colt 45s have the bases loaded, looking to tack on more. It's 10-1. They lead. We'll be back.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s are threatening yet again. They've got the bases loaded. My apologies, they've got runners at the corners. After the 2-RBI single, it's going to be Rashawn Priest coming on in relief to face number 30 for the Colt 45s. That is Keanu Mizuda. Will be pinch hitting for Brandon Zanny. And now Sutter Moss is still on deck. He'll stay where he was batting. But pinch hitting for Brandon Zanny, who walked his last two times up and then flew out. And Brandon Zanny, just a player of note, as he has walked three times in his last eight at-bats. So really helping his on-base percentage there. With runners at the corners, it's going to be Keanu Mizuda. My apologies. Yes. Keanu Mizuda facing off against Rashawn Priest, the relief pitcher for the Fairfield Indians. So Greg Ryan went 2 1/3, allowed three hits. So far only allowed three runs. But he is responsible for the runner at first and third. Those will be inherited runners for Rashawn Priest, looking to retire the side of the Colt 45s as he concludes his warm-up tosses here. And he has airmailed his second pitch now, back-to-back. He can't seem to get down on the ball in this bottom of the fifth, which, similar to the third inning, seems to be an eternity long for Fairfield Indians. as he now lowers his velo a bit and gets the ball in there to his catcher, Rogers, who homered in the top half of the fifth inning. It's the umpire, home plate umpire. My apologies to that. It will be Keanu Mizuta digging in as the home plate umpire motions to get things going here. In this bottom of the fifth, Mizuta pinch hitting for Zanny. Digs in now. Left-hand batter. First pitch is going to be in there for strike one. As the runners take their leads. After two runs have scored here in the bottom half, the next pitch is going to miss way upstairs for ball one. A 1-1 count now on Mizuta. As this next pitch comes in, it goes way over the catcher's head, back to the screen, flips to the pitcher covering home, is not going to be in time, as the hustle from Griffith Finn, he's able to score. It's now 11-1. The Colt 45 scored their third run of the ball game. And Smith makes his way up to second base on that wild pitch. So a wild pitch from Priest. He airmailed it back to the screen. A 2-1 count now on Mizuta. Priest, a right-hand thrower, rather, comes set and delivers up and away from the left-hand hitting Mizuta for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Mizuta digging in. Priest comes set. Glove the belt. Delivers. Can be outside. Excuse me. Dealing with the hiccups tonight. My apologies. For ball four. So another walk issued to the Colt 45. So that will bring third baseman Sutter Moss to the plate. As there's runners at first and second now. All Priest needs is a ground ball here. And the Fairfield Indians will be out of the inning. As Moss digs in. Open stance from the left side. The fastball comes in, misses way high. For ball one. Yet another pitch that brings Jake Rogers, the backstop, out of his crouch to corral it. 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses wide of the runner. Goes behind him. Caroms off the back wall. Back to the pitcher who gloves it. And both runners are going to advance yet again. So now no double play in order. Runners at second and third. The runner over there at third is McGuire Smith, who singled to end Greg Ryan's night. And the walk issued by Priest is over there at second base. So Priest only responsible for the runner at second, but Greg Ryan, who left the game, is responsible for the runner at third. The 3-0 delivery is going to be in there for strike one. Moss now with a 3-1 count. Braxton Riley on deck as the infield comes in with one out. The 3-1 delivery from Priest. It's going to be a fastball. Misses wide. That's ball four. That'll load the bases yet again for the Colt 45s. They have the bases loaded. Now Braxton Riley will dig in. The left fielder for tonight, he's 0-for-3 as the catcher Jake Rogers trots out to the mound to have a little chat with Rashawn Priest, the third pitcher of the evening for the Fairfield Indians. He'll talk over things with him. The infield draws the corners in, the first baseman and the third baseman. As Braxton Riley, a right-hand hitter, digs in now. An even stance up in the box. With one out, Priest comes set.
The base is loaded for the 45s. Delivers a fastball. This is up for ball one. A 1-0 count on Riley, who's 0 for 3 tonight. Priest comes set, delivers the 1-0. Misses upstairs again for ball two. Priest struggling a bit here with his command. Can't seem to get the ball down. Keeps delivering the ball high. And during his warm-up tosses, airmailed a couple. Gets a sign from Rogers, the catcher. Comes set, the 2-0 delivery. It's a fastball up and in. It's ball three. Priest not wanting to walk in a run. At this point, you just have to pitch to contact and hope for the best. And hope your defense will help you out behind you. With the third baseman and first baseman playing in on the grass. Shortstop and second baseman playing up the middle, looking to turn double play. So fastball is bounced. And Riley's going to take his free 90 feet. And another run will come around to score. As Smith trots in. And that will be Greg Ryan's final run scored. So Ryan officially gives up 5 runs on the night as there's a meeting on the mound. The pitching coach trots out there and the whole infield comes in. The Colt 45 still with the bases loaded after that walk to Riley. Brought in a run. It's now 12-1 in this bottom half of the sixth inning. Up the fifth inning, rather. We're just a little over halfway through our ball game, and now it looks like we'll get a relief pitcher yet again. It's going to be Isaiah Meadows coming on in relief of Rashawn Priest, who goes a third plus, not even getting it out in this inning. So it will be number 4. A southpaw, Isaiah Meadows, looking to get out of the jam as it looked like Priest was unable to locate any pitch as well. As Meadows begins his warm-up tosses, the whole infield having a little meeting, the outfielders out there in center field chatting it up. The Fairfield Indians just looking to be done with this inning. It'll be Joel Cauldron digging in from the right side. And, folks, we're going to cut to a short 30-second break to allow Isaiah Meadows to conclude his warm-up tosses. And we'll come back to you from Tiger Field in Reading.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium 2-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The lights are on here at Tiger Field on this cool summer night. It's about 74 degrees. The flags out in center field, just to the right of that 406 sign, are pretty much still. As the Colt 45s have ducks on the pond here, the base is loaded. In this 12-1 ball game, it'll be Joel Cauldron digging in from the right side, waves the bat back and forth a couple times, facing off against left-hand throwing Isaiah Meadows, who delivers his first pitch. And that's going to catch Cauldron off guard. It's going to go right toward his feet, and he jumps out of the way of it, but comes down a little bit funky on his leg, and it looks like it went off of his ankle, and he spends a couple of seconds
down on the ground to regather himself and walk it out to the applause of the fans here. He's going to walk it out toward first base, get his free base as another run comes around to score. That's Mizuda, who walked earlier in the inning. That'll move the runners up an additional 90 feet. And the Colt 45s have now batted around here in this inning. That'll bring Carter Jorison to the plate. It's 13-1. The Colt 45s on top of the Fairfield Indians. After last night's close contest of 7-6, where the Colt 45s came back in dramatic fashion and walked it off, Calderon is going to move his batting gloves and get a pinch runner at first base. It will be number 18 for the Colt 45s. That is BJ Vila. So, Vila pinch running for Calderon. That's Dusty Vila's brother. The infield has the corners playing in. The third baseman, Nelson, and the first baseman, O'Leary, playing in on the grass with the shortstop, Smith, and the second baseman, Cueva, pinching toward the middle, looking to turn two. They're back a couple steps in off the outfield grass as a strike comes in on the outside corner, and it's a knees on Jorison, the catcher. As the Colt 45s have batted around here in this fifth inning, the 0-1 delivery from Meadows. Out of the stretch, here it is. Fastball swung on in the air, over. It's going to land in front of the center fielder for a base hit. Cut off by the pitcher. That's going to score one. A solid knock there on an RBI single from Jorison. That's going to score Moss and move the runners up 90 feet yet again. Still with one out here. That'll bring up the top of the order. Kobe Rafael, who's going to be pinch hit for. It's now going to be Mason Cassingham pinch hitting for him in this second run through of the fifth inning. He'll be digging in from the right side. Up in the box, close stance, as the lefty Meadows delivers a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Meadows, when he peers in to get a sign from his catcher Rogers, he's got his glove at his knee and the ball tucked behind him as he peers down low, then rears back, and he's going to deliver a curveball way up and away for ball one. Rogers coming out of the crouch to receive it. It's Meadows, glove on his knee, peers in, comes set now, the 1-1 delivery. A fastball swung in the air by Cassingham toward left field. That's going to be back off the track and off the wall. The cameras played in by the left fielder as two runs are going to come around to score. And in the second with a stand-up RBI double is Mason Cassingham. The game has now been blown wide open. It's 16-1. The Colt 45's on top. They got runners at second and third now as the courtesy runner for Jorison. My apologies. Jorison was able to make his way around from first to third on the play as the throw came in from the left fielder, Morant, who watched that fly ball from Cassingham go over his head, bounce off the track, off the wall, and he had to play the carom back in. As now it'll be the left hand hitting Dusty Vila digging in. The fastball comes in from Meadows to be fouled back off the catcher. Goes back toward the on-deck hitter, Finn. Vila, he's 1-for-4 tonight with a walk and hit by pitch. He doubled. This is the 0-1 delivery from Meadows. The southpaw, here it up comes. It's going to miss upstairs for ball one. A 1-1 count in the 16-1 contest as Meadows peers in, gets his sign, and delivers. Curveball is going to catch the corner, up and in for strike two. A 1-2 count on Vila. He looked back at the umpire, clearly did not agree with the call. Meadows bends forward, glove at the knee, now comes set and delivers. Fastball fouled back over the Colt 45's dugout. Count remains at 1-2 on Dusty Vila. As we now have a pinch hitter for Griffith Fenn. That's going to be number 29, Reed Alexander, pinch hitting. He'll likely take over in right as Vila watches one float in off the plate for ball two. Meadows peers in at a sign, comes set now, delivers the 2-2. Fastball bounced in front of the plate and blocked by the catcher Rogers to fill the count at 3-2. Vila taps the plate a couple times, digging in from the left side batter's box. Meadows comes set, the 3-2 delivery. Waved at, way out in front was Vila, who fouls it off back over the screen to keep the count at 3-2. Runners on second and third, that's Jorison at third and Cassingham, who doubled over there at second base. As Vila digs in from the left side batter's box, pitch for Meadows, swung on, grounded toward the second baseman, Cueva diving to his right, makes the play, throws on to first, is going to be just in time for the out, but it scores a run and moves Cassingham over to third, so a productive out there. Brings Reed Alexander to the plate, who's pinch hitting for Griffith Fenn. So Vila's retired 4-3 on the diving play from the second baseman Cueva. An excellent play, ranging to his right, getting that uniform all dirty. Makes the play on it, pops up as the Colt 45s have scored their 9th run of this inning. It's 17-1 with 2 outs. As Reed Alexander, the right-hander, right-hand hitting power hitter, digs in and he fouls one back to the screen. An 0-1 count now. As the Colt 45s have now sent 13 batters to the plate in this very long bottom of the 5th inning. Meadows comes set and delivers a fastball inside for ball one. A 1-1 count now on Reed Alexander, who's pinch hitting for Griffith Fenn. After the Colt 45s have put up 9 runs here. 1-1 delivery from Meadows. Fouled back toward the parking lot, off the light post, and caroms perfectly back right toward home plate, where the catcher very nonchalantly picks it up. It just missed the piece of netting. Bounced off the light post, which is about a 45-degree angle from home plate, and caroms back. So the 1-2 count as Meadows peers in at Rogers. Glove now at his waist. Comes set. Delivers the 1-2. Breaking pitch misses upstairs. Rogers has to come out of his crouch yet again to receive it. Count will even now at 2-2. Meadows peers in at Rogers, who sets up outside the 2-2 delivery. Fastball swung on and popped up on the infield. Cueva is going to catch that little flare for out number 3. So the Colt 45 side is finally retired after they put up 9 runs at 17-1. We're headed to the 7th. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. At 17-1, the Colt 45 is on top. After they sent 13 batters at the plate, some defensive substitutions after the pinch hitters were announced. Cassingham, who pinch hit for Rafael, was playing center. He's over in right field now. McGuire Smith, who started the night at first base, he's going to move over to left field after Braxton Riley is going to move over to center field. Mizuda, the pinch hit for Zanny, is going to stay in the game as the designated hitter. And Reed Alexander will be over there at first base as Fuller is back out there on the mound and quickly delivers two strikes, both swinging. One of those were tapped into the glove by Morant, left fielder, into Jorison's glove. Count quickly 0-2 as Bowler is set to deliver and sends a fastball upstairs for ball one. Count 1-2 now. Alexander at first, Moss in left, Riley in center, and Cassingham in right. As Bowler, out of the windup, delivers the 1-2 and swung on and fouled back over the screen. Mains at 1-2. So the Colt 45's put up a 9 spot in the bottom of the fifth. Now Bowler working with 16 runs of insurance after the Colt 45's helped him out a little bit as he slings a fastball in there and just grazes Morant, who wasn't quite able to dodge it, just nicked him. That'll be a hit by pitch, and that sends the leadoff runner to first base, which will bring up the designated hitter, number 42, Derek Robinson. Bowler now pitching out of the stretch, no windup. Checks Morant back at first and throws. Owens waved at by Robinson. After Jorison now winces in pain and flexing his hand, his throwing hand. Not quite sure what happened there after the pitch came in. Jorison hunched over. Now shakes it off and gets back into his crouch. Not quite sure what happened there. It looks like he might have got hit on the backswing from Robinson, who now steps out of the box. Now steps back in, taps the plate with his bat. Bowler checks him right back at first. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball right through the heart for strike two. Robinson has grounded into a double play and struck out tonight. As Morant takes his lead from first, Alexander, the first baseman, playing behind him. The 0-2 delivery from Bowler is swing and a miss. Scott Robinson swinging. That's out number one. And that will bring Wyatt Smith, the shortstop, to the plate. After Bowler K's his fourth batter of the night. He struck out four and walked two through five and third. He comes set now and delivers. Fastball upstairs. Jorison was going to backpick down to first base, but decided to just hold on to it. A 1-0 count on Smith, who pinch hit for Cooper Dwyer in the fourth. As he takes a huge cut and misses for strike one. Count all even now at 1-1. Smith taps the plate with his glasses. Bowler comes set and delivers. That's going to be on the inside corner for strike two. As Smith steps out of the box, readjusts his batting gloves, taps the plate now, digs back in. Bowler, 1-2 delivery. Fastball off the plate. And away. Jorison able to snag it. Count will even now at 2-2. As Bowler comes set yet again. The 2-2 delivery is going to be a curveball tipped into the glove of Jorison. That's strikeout number 2. That will bring Owen Nelson, the third baseman, to the plate. He'll be digging in from the right side. As Morant takes a sleep from first. Boulder delivers. Fastball inside corner 4. Strike 1. And a 1 count now. Folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. This is Jacob Green bringing to you some Redding Colt 45's baseball on this cool summer night. As that pitch from Boulder is waved at, the count 0-2. As Morant takes his lead yet again from first. Boulder comes set. The 0-2 delivery. That one's fouled back to the screen. As Nelson stays alive. The right-hand hitter. Boulder from the third base side of the rubber. Glove at his shoulder. Ball behind his hip. Peers in at Jorison, his catcher. The 0-2 delivery. Here it comes. Fastball hit in the air towards right field. Cascam giving chase toward the line. It's going to go into a dive and not quite make the play. It's going to land foul. An excellent effort there from Mason Cassigam, who came in to pinch hit for Colby Raphael. Just couldn't quite get to it. Just missed it by about 3 or 4 inches in a diving effort. The count remains at 0-2 with two gone here as Brandon Boulder, back up on the hill from the third base out of the rubber, gets a sign from Jorison, comes set, delivers the 0-2. Fastball grounded towards the third baseman who gloves it and throws on over to second for the force out. It's going to be in time for out number 3. Finished with 5.5. It's 17-1 to Colt 45s ahead of the Fairfield Indians. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House offers a variety of menu items including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soup, salad, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pickup, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Isaiah Meadows back up on the hill for his first full inning of work after he came on in relief of Rashawn Priest, who went just part of an inning. He gave up 5 runs and 3 or 4 hits and allowing 5 walks. So it will be McGuire Smith leading things off here. And this bottom half of the 6th inning from Tiger Field in Redding, California, on a cool summer night where the wind's picked up a little bit and the lights have taken full effect. I'm Jacob Green with KCNR Radio. It's great to have you with us. I'm joined by my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio, helping to bring you some live summer baseball as McGuire Smith, the left-hand hitter, digs in for the Colt 45s, who are donning their home whites with the black short sleeves underneath as Meadows, the lefty, comes set and delivers. Fastball waved at by Smith for strike 1. It's the bottom half of the 6th inning in this 17-1 contest between the Colt 45s and the Fairfield Indians. And McGuire Smith with the 0-1 count as Meadows comes set and delivers a breaking pitch. He's going to just miss Smith inside. Count evens up now at 1 ball and 1 strike.
as the 1-1 delivery from Meadows. Fastball grounded up the first baseline and foul for strike two. Count moves to 1-2. And this bottom of the sixth with the Colt 45s on top. 17-1. Meadows peers in at Rogers, the catcher. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball grounded toward the second baseman, Cueva. Charging. Makes the throw to first base. O'Leary for the out. Smith grounds out 4-3. The second baseman, Cueva, to the first baseman, O'Leary, for the out. That'll bring up Keanu Mizuda, who pinch hit for Brandon Zanny last inning. He walked. He'll be digging in from the right side. Taps the plate a couple times with his bat. He's got an even stance. Even with the plate, as Meadows comes set and delivers out of the windup. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. 1-0 count now on Mizuda, who I believe this is now his second at-bat on the season. Meadows, hitting in at Rogers, now winds up, delivers 1-0. It's going to be low for ball two. A 2-0 count now on Mizuda. Mizuto. Meadows does a little bit of landscaping, adjusting his landing spot out there on the mound. Mizuda now ready as Meadows comes set and delivers a breaking pitch. It's going to be on the inside corner, just a tad below the waist for strike one. 2-1 on Mizuda. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Meadows out of the windup, the 2-1. It's going to catch the outside corner for strike two. Looked a little high, but umpire calls it a strike. 2-2. Meadows gets a sign from Rogers. Delivers. Curveball waved at. He's going to land in center field for a base hit. Just over the shortstop's head. Leaping for it. Couldn't quite get a handle on it. As the center fielder, Blackney, plays it back in. And Mizuda singles. He's 1-2 tonight. That will bring up Sutter Moss, the third baseman for tonight. He is 0-3 tonight with 2 walks. So he digs in now. And this one bounced. The catcher blocks it. Can't find the ball. Now finds it as Mizuda decides to just chill at first base. A few feet off the bag, but decides not to take off. As Moss took that pitch for ball one. Moss with a almost a standing up swing, stance rather, watches the curveball floating off the outside edge for ball two. He's deep in the box with one knee slightly bent, his back knee would be his left knee. As Meadows comes set and is going to throw a pickoff attempt over to first, it's not going to be in time as the tag is put on by O'Leary. Still 2-0. As Meadows peers into this catcher, glove at his knee. Now comes set. The 2-0 delivery. It's going to plunk Moss. It's going to be up and in. Dodging it, turning away from it. It nicks his shoulder for a hit by pitch, which moves Mizuda over to second base. And the Colt 45 find themselves yet again with more traffic on the bases as Braxton Riley, who took over in center field for Colby Raphael after Cassingham came into the game. He'll be digging in from the right side as Isaiah Meadows retucks his jersey back in. Braxton Riley adjusts his batting gloves. Gets some pine tar from the handle of his bat, regrips his bat, now waves it back and forth a couple times. Meadows comes set and delivers a fastball. In at the knees for strike one. 1-1 on Riley, the center fielder. He took over those duties last inning. As Meadows delivers the 0-1, fastball is going to be low and inside. 1-1. to Riley. He's got a wide stance, taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Now digs in his front foot. Meadows delivers. Fastball. And at the waist on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes. BJ Vila, who pinch ran for Calderon after the hit by pitch is on deck. As this one's waved at by Riley, who's going to run down to first base. My apologies. He's not going to run down to first base. That was taken for ball three. He thought he had a walk. As Mizuda runs from second to third on the play, and the throw down from the catcher after tagging out Riley is going to get him for out number two. So Riley strikes out after the ball was swung on and missed by Riley, but dropped by the catcher, which allows him to run to first base, but he's tagged out by the catcher. As this one comes in way up and away for ball one on BJ Vila, who pinch ran for Calderon after he was hit on the ankle. The one of the delivery from Meadows is waved at by BJ Vila. Way out in front on that one. One ball and one strike. As he steps out of the box, taps his cleats a couple of times with his bat. Meadows, peering in, delivers the 1-1. Fastball swung on the ground towards the shortstop. Moves over, fields it, gloves, throws to second, wide of the bag. Cueva diving for it. Is not going to be able to keep his foot on the bag, and Mizuda is going to score from third on the play. Everybody is safe. It's now 18-1 as the shortstop, Wyatt Smith, made a sidearm throw to second base toward the right field side, the center field side, rather, and Cueva, having to dive for it, was not able to keep his foot on the bag and glove it. So safe at second base is Moss as BJ Vila reaches first, and now Carter Jorison is going to dig in and immediately get hit in the shoulder, which will move the runners up an additional 90 feet and load the bases. After Carter Jorison is hit by that pitch, and now it will be Mason Cassingham now, who pinch hit for Colby Raphael in the second run through of the order in the fifth inning. That was last inning. We're in the bottom of the sixth now. As he digs in and sees a fastball miss upstairs. He had that RBI double. Looking to do some more damage here with a 1-0 count. The top of the sixth as the wind has picked up here, blowing from left to right field. Meadows peers in, gets a sign, comes set, now delivers a 1-0. Fastball misses up and away yet again for ball two. Cassingham steps out of the box, takes a practice hack now, digs back in with an even stance. He's up in the box, knees bent. Meadows delivers the 2-0. Fastball, low and away, for ball three. 3-0 count. The Colt 45 says the base is loaded here, the outfield playing straight up, and the infield playing at normal depth, looking to get an out and retire the side. Meadows, the southpaw, delivers a 3-0. Curveball is going to miss outside for ball four, and a walk and a run. Cassingham works a walk. That will bring Dusty Vila to the plate, the second baseman for tonight, digging in from the left side, as Moss scores on that walk. And Carter Jorison moves up to second base. Cassingham puts on his sliding glove at first. Vila is left-on-left matchup. Meadows comes set, delivers. Fastball is going to be on the inside corner. Called strike one. This is the eighth batter of the inning. After sending 13 to bat last inning, this one's bouncing for the plate and blocked by the catcher, Rogers. Excellent play there, keeping the ball in front of him. Count all even out at one ball and one strike. As Vila digs back in, even with the plate, slightly open stance from the left side, the 1-1 delivery from Meadows. It's going to be a breaking pitch way outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike, and A lot of breaking pitches here from Meadows. I don't know why he can't seem to command his breaking pitch, but probably go back to the fastball here as the 2-1 delivery. Then fastball swung on and smoked into right field for a base hit. That's going to score one. And the bases stay loaded after that hard knock from Dusty Vila, as BJ Vila came in to score. So Dusty Vila bringing in his brother BJ. That will bring Reed Alexander playing first base after coming in the game for Griffith Fenn, who was out in right field. Base is still loaded after BJ Vila came around to score. This one's hit in the air, my apologies, grounded rather, toward the Colt 45's dugout on the third base side for strike one. As the ninth batter of the inning now batting with McGuire Smith in the on-deck circle. As the curveball comes in and misses way upstairs. As the runners take their leads from first, second, and third. Reese Fairweather is the pinch runner over there at third. Pitch comes in. That one's hit in the air towards the left center field gap. That one's going to go all the way to the wall. The center fielder, Blackney, is going to throw it into the cutoff man, Cueva. And at the two RBI double, that's going to score two. And it's now 22-1 after that stand-up double by Reed Alexander. It is now a 21-run lead for the Reading Colt 45 as McGuire Smith now takes in. Waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Runners take their lead from second and third, still with two out. This one's bounced in front of the plate and blocked by the catcher, Rogers. As Jorison and Cassingham came around to score. Dusty Vila's over there at third. This one's grounded toward the first baseman, who moves to his right and is able to corral it for out number three. And the side is finally retired after the Colt 45 sent 10 to the plate. They put up five additional runs. It's 22-1 after six. We're headed to the top of the seventh, folks. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 19-1, Highway 273 in Anderson, California.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11. Served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be number nine digging in. Number nine, Joe Koopman. He'll be pinch hitting for Eamon O'Leary for the Fairfield Indians as Bowler is back out there with a 21-run lead. He comes set and delivers another heater in there for strike one. A 1-1 count now. Koopman will be taking over the catching duties for Jake Rogers. This one's waved at for strike two.
One ball and two strikes on Joe Gutman. Bowler comes set out of the windup. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss. He got him. That's strikeout number 5 for Brandon Bowler. He got him swinging. I will bring up number 32, Jake Rogers, tonight's backstop. It's the top of the 7th inning. As the wind picks up here, bowling left to right field, Jake Rogers, right-hand hitter, digging in against the southpaw bowler, who delivers and throws a breaking pitch in there for strike one. An 0-1 count now on Rogers. Bowler comes set yet again, working fast as this one's grounded up toward first base. Reed Alexander is going to make his way over to it and tag the runner Rogers out as he almost collided with tonight's starting pitcher Brandon Bowler, who was making his way over to cover first base, but a ground out to the first baseman for Jake Rogers will bring up Marcel Cueva, second baseman for tonight. He's 1-for-2 tonight. He was erased on a fielder's choice after that single. He's digging in from the right side. Slightly open stance, knees bent. He pops one up toward the first base dugout where the Fairfield Indians are at to give himself strike one. Bowler peers in at Jorson, the catcher, who sets up outside. The 0-1. That one's tapped foul back behind the plate. Move the count to 0-2. Bowler looking to make quick work of these Fairfield Indians as he delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled toward the cages beyond the Fairfield Indians dugout on the first base side. Bowler ready yet again after getting a new baseball. Come set. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball swung on in the air towards right field. And it's going to land in front of Cassingham. Cueva has himself a base hit. And that will bring up the top of the order. It's going to be the center fielder, Kamani Blackney, the right-handed hitter, looking to make a dent in this 21-run deficit that the Fairfield Indians have found themselves in. As Bowler now pitching out of the stretch, Cueva not being held on by Reed Alexander at first base. Bowler delivers a fastball. Upstairs, check swing, no appeal. He called a ball. A 1-0 count in this top of the 7th inning. Bowler, glove at his shoulder, ball at his hip. Comes set from the third base side. Fastball misses upstairs again for ball 2. Back-to-back pitches, missing high out of the zone. So he peers in at Jorson, who gives him the sign. Jorson sets up inside. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball, an inside corner and at the knees for strike one. A 2-1 count. Bowler working with two outs. Quavon first, not being held on. The 2-1 delivery from Bowler. Fastball on the inside corner. Yet again, same pitch. Count will even now. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bowler comes set. The 2-2 delivery out of the stretch with 2 outs. Fastball swung on and missed. That will retire the side. PK's 2. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's 22-1. The Colt 45's on top. We're going to keep it here to sing God Bless America as we rise and remove our hats for the singing of God Bless America.
My home, sweet.
folks, we're going to head to break as the Fairfield Indians will warm up after tonight's playing of God Bless America. It's 20-1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 9-1 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Digging in from the right side, and he's going to hit one into left field through the left side hole for the base hit. So a single to lead things off here. And that'll be Sutter Moss digging in from the left side. There's, he watches the ball come in. Just off the outside edge. As Meadows back out there for his third inning of work. Delivers ball two. Now comes set. Delivers with the runner on first. Ball three. 3-0 count now on Sutter Moss. Meadows peering in, glove at the knee. Checks the runner back. The 3-0 delivery. Fastball is going to be called on the inside corner for strike one. On Sutter Moss. Left-handed hitter. The 3-1 delivery. Waved at. Hit in the air. It's going to be toward the right fielder. Making his way over, is going to squeeze it for the out and relays it back in. It's right fielder Jeremy Hill was able to get under it out there in right center field and squeeze it for out number one. So Sutter Moss flies out to the right fielder. That will bring up Braxton Riley. And this 22-1 contest with one out here in the bottom of the seventh. The Colt 45 is on top as Braxton Riley with an even stance digs in. The pitch is going to come in and plunk Riley. And move him up a free 90 feet, move the runners up. So Riley with the hit-by-pitch. And folks, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green, your voice of Redding Colt 45's baseball. Here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. As we get a visit from the mound, and This Saturday night edition is brought to you by KCNR, which you can listen to online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio, getting to you live baseball from Northern California here at Tiger Field, where the lights have taken full effect. It's 22-1. We have a relief pitcher coming on. It looks to be number 54, Amari Polk, which we will get to you after he concludes his warm-up tosses. We're going to cut to a quick break. We'll be back with more baseball after this.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Redding, California, at Tiger Field. It's going to be BJ Vila standing in against the fifth pitcher of the night for the Fairfield Indians, number 54, Amari Polk. As the tall right-hander comes set and delivers, fastball is going to be bounced in there for ball one. Just not able to hit the command down. My apologies, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. The bottom half of the seventh inning, 22-1. The Colt 45 is on top. The next pitch comes in and is waved at by BJ Vila. So, Amari Polk coming on in relief of Isaiah Meadows, who goes 3. 1-1 delivery. The fastball waved at and fouled to third base. And that will move the count to 1-2 with 2 outs here, with 1 out rather, in this bottom half of the 7th with Braxton Riley on first base. Juan with 1 out. As BJ Vila digs back in. 1-2 delivery from Polk. Here it is. Curveball is going to miss up and in for ball 2. So, Amari Polk coming on in relief of Meadows, who went 3 after Priest went faced 7 batters. The 2-2 delivery is going to be bounced, going to go over the catcher's head, but both runners are going to hold at first and second. That's Riley and Mizuda. So, McRory went 2+. He started the game. He was followed by Greg Ryan, who went 2 3+, and then Rashawn Priest, who faced 7, followed by Isaiah Meadows, who went 3, and now Amari Polk, as he delivers a payoff pitch. That's going to be in the dirt for ball 4. So BJ Vila works a walk. That'll load the bases. A continuing storyline tonight for the Colt 45s. And that will bring number 27, Alex Jones, to the plate, who will be pinch hitting for Carter Jorison, whose night is likely done after catching all 7 innings of Brandon Bowler's 1-run gem. As Polk comes set and delivers with 1 out and the base is loaded, fastball is going to be in there for strike 1. A lot of pinch hitters tonight after the Colt 45s have put up 22 runs. As Polk, the right-hander, comes set and delivers the 0-1. Curveball misses up and in for ball 1. 1-1 strike on the pinch hitter, Alex Jones. And the Colt 45s have a little bit of activity up in their bullpen. Not sure who it is, but that pitcher likely coming in to replace Buller after, as his night is likely over. And Alex Jones fouls that one off. Over the dugout of the Fairfield Indians and into the parking lot, he's going to go for a little walk, as does Amori Polk, the Indians pitcher, who now climbs back up on the hill, peering in at his catcher, Jake Rogers, now comes set. The big right-hander delivers the 1-2. Fastball waved at Jones way out in front of it. He's going to foul it back over the screen. The count remains 1-2. On deck is Mason Cassingham, who took over for Colby Raphael. As Jones digs back in, a wide stance, knees bent. The 1-2 delivery from Polk. It's going to be bounced in front of the plate. Runners hold. So the catcher is able to corral it. 2-2 on Jones. It's the bottom half of the seventh inning with one out. The Indians have a force at every base with the bases loaded. 2-2. Polk readies and delivers the 2-2. It's going to be just off the plate and low for ball three. 3-2 with one out to Alex Jones. It's 22-1, the Colt 45s piling it on here. Polk delivers the payoff pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded toward the shortstop, and up the middle and through for a base hit. That's going to score one as the center fielder Blackney throws it into the cutoff man, Smith. And it's now 23-1. The Colt 45s on top after that RBI single from Alex Jones. That will bring Mason Cassingham, the right fielder, to the plate. The switch hitter, batting left, will be facing off against Amori Polk as Reese Fairweather is going to jog out to first base and be the courtesy runner for catcher Alex Jones so he can go back into the dugout and put the protection back on to catch whichever relief pitcher is going to be coming in. As Mason Cassingham, who walked his last time up, now it's a comeback to the pitcher who gloves it, throws to home for one, back to first, is going to be in time for the 1-2-3 put out, double play, so an excellent play there by Amori Polk to get out of the jam. The Colt 45s leave the bases loaded. It's 23-1. We're done with seven. Headed to the eighth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Taggerfield in Redding, California. It's going to be a new pitcher out there for the Colt 45s. A tall right-hander, number 38, Drew Perigo, who looks to finish things off here for the Colt 45s in these last two innings, taking over after Brandon Buller's night is done. He finished the game with 6 strikeouts. He walked 2, allowed 1 run, which was earned, and giving up a total of 5 hits in 6 innings of 7 innings of work, rather. he'll qualify for the win. And it will be Drew Parrigo out there on the mound, who has pitched well all season long. And he'll be facing off against Jeremy Hill, the right fielder for the Fairfield Indians, followed by Caleb Morant and Derek Robinson. Parrigo on the season, actually in his last start, rather, he went three innings against the West Coast Kings, allowing three hits, three runs. Three of those were earned. He walked two and struck out four. We'll see what he can do here against these Fairfield Indians. As Jeremy Hill, the right-handed hitter, digs in now in this top of the eighth inning. It's 23-1. The Colt 45's on top. The pitch from Parrigo. It's going to be a fastball low. Skips through the legs of the new catcher, Alex Jones, who has come on as a defensive substitution after pinch hitting for the starting catcher, Carter Jorison, out of Santa Margarita, California, and Palomar Junior College. 1-0 delivery from Parrigo. It's going to be a fastball up and in for ball two. So one missed low and one misses high and in. As Parrigo peers in at Jones, the 2-0 delivery. A fastball low and in for ball three. As the Colt 45s look here to just end the night and be done with this ball game, as they have a 22-run lead. Parrigo delivers fastball right down Main Street. Strike one. As Jeremy Hill, the right fielder, digs back in. Waves the bat a couple times. Slightly open stance. 3-1 delivery from Parrigo. It's fouled back over the Fairfield Indians dugout. A little bit late on it, fighting it off. Not able to get a barrel on it. He's in on the hands. As Parrigo gets a new baseball, climbs back up on the hill with the glove at his belt. Now comes set, the payoff pitch. Fastball is going to be low. And a leadoff walk for Jeremy Hill will bring Caleb Morant to the plate, who's out there patrolling left field tonight. And Caleb Morant tonight is 0 for 2 with a walk and a fielder's choice. He reached on a fielder's choice, rather. He's also been hit by a pitch. He's here in his fourth plate appearance, and he watches one catch the outside edge just above the knee for strike one. An 0-1 count now. With no outs, the Colt 45s looking to turn two. Quickly get two outs. Parrigo comes set and delivers. That one's going to be foul, tipped into the glove of Jones. No balls and two strikes. As Morant steps out of the box, now steps back in. A wide stance, slightly open. Parrigo at the belt, the 0-2 delivery. Is going to kick off the elbow guard of Morant. He'll get the hit by pitch. And after Buller's one-run gem, Parrigo comes in and struggling a bit with command. That will bring Amari Polk to the plate, who came in to pitch. He'll now be batting in the designated hitter spot. A right-hand hitter. Waves the wood a couple of times as Parrigo comes set and delivers. And a fastball is going to be in at the knees for strike one on the inside corner. Great pitch there from Parrigo as Polk taps the plate a couple times with the bat now. Waves it back and forth a couple times. Parrigo comes set, delivers the 0-1. A fastball, check swing. Doesn't matter, it's called a strike. Parrigo climbs back up on the hill. Set to deliver the 0-2 to Polk. The delivery. Fastball waved at strike three. Polk is going to walk back to the dugout after striking out swinging. One gone here. That will bring the shortstop, Wyatt Smith, to the plate. He's K'd three times tonight. My apologies. He has not K'd three times. He has K'd twice after he pinch hit for Cooper Dwyer. Parrigo comes set and delivers. He's going to bounce that one in front of the plate, and Alex Jones smothers it as both the runners take their leads from first and second.
on what has now become a chilly night in Redding, California at Tiger Field. 1-0. In on the hands, just misses Smith for ball two. 2-0 count as Perigo struggling a bit here with command. Smith will step out of the box and take a practice swing. Now digs back in. An even stance with the socks up high. Slightly open. Perigo comes set, delivers a 2-0. Fastball swing and a miss. He's going to tip it foul. My apologies. It was not tipped foul. The catcher missed it. Tipped off his glove. So the runners move up an additional 90 feet. As the count is now 2-1 after the swing and a miss there on Wyatt Smith. Perigo comes set. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball swing and a miss for strike two. Count evens up now. Two balls and two strikes. Perigo struck out the last batter, looking to do it again here. He comes set. Peering in at Alex Jones' catcher. The 2-2 with one out. Fastball, low and in. To fill the count at three balls and two strikes. As both Hill and Morant take their leads from second and third base. A full count with one out. The Colt 45s, infield normal depth, outfield straight up. The payoff pitch from Perigo. It's going to be low and goes through Jones to load the bases. So a walk, a hit by pitch, a strikeout, and another walk will load the bases as the pitching coach for the Colt 45s trots out to the mound to calm Perigo down. Pitching with a 22-run lead, that will bring number 33, the third baseman, Owen Wilson, to the plate. The right-hand hitting third baseman will dig in now against the right-hand throwing Perigo. It's Perigo. Comes set out of the windup and delivers one out. Fastball, swing, and a miss. Off the catcher's glove, kicks away, but Jones makes his way over to it and pounces on it with Perigo covering home and the runner's hold. An 0-1 count now. Nelson digs back in. An open stance. The 0-1 delivery from Perigo. Fastball low and in for ball one. One ball and one strike here. Perigo kicks some dirt around on the mound. Just a little landscaping. Glove at his belt. Gets a sign. Comes set. 1-1 delivery. Fastball. Just a hair low. Below the knee for ball two. Two balls and one strike on Owen Nelson. As Perigo comes set now. The 2-1 delivery with one out. Fastball in the air towards left field. Giving chase is the left fielder. He's not going to get it as it's off the wall. Two runs are going to score. And the third one is around. Third runner is around to score. That's Wyatt Smith. So a bases clearing triple. And it's 23-4. After a little bit of confusion there, it looked like the umpire called it a double after it went off the top of the wall, but it was not over the fence as it appeared to be. It was just off the top of that Holiday Market sign out there in left field after McGuire Smith gave chase to it. So that scores three. And now it will be Joe Gutman to the plate. Taking strike one on the inside corner. An 0-1 count now. On the right-hand hitter. That one's going to miss low. It's now 23-4 after that bases-clearing triple. Perigo delivers the 1-1 with one out. Fastball swing and a miss for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Perigo looking to get another strikeout here as he comes set. The 1-2 pitch from Perigo with one out. Here it is. Swing and a miss. He got him swinging for out number two. Two gone here. Runner over at third. That's Owen Nelson. He tripled to clear the bases and score three. It's 23-4 with two outs and this top of the eighth inning. That will bring Jake Rogers, the catcher, to the plate. As Perigo
gets a sign from Jones. Reddy's from the third base out of the rubber, delivers fastball. Low and outside for ball one. Perigo with two strikeouts here in the top half of the eighth, but allowing two walks and hit by pitch and then a bases clearing triple as he delivers the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be a fastball and it's going to plunk. Jake Rogers just hits him just on that outer part of his thigh. And now there's runners at the corners after two hit by pitches here. That will bring up Marcel Cueva, who singled twice tonight and grounded out. He's 2-for-3 as the Fairfield Indians send their eighth batter of the inning to the plate. Perigo struggling a bit here, coming on in relief of Bowler as he throws a fastball that is swung on and missed by Cueva for strike one. As there's a bit of confusion here, it looks like the Fairfield Indians are trying to get a courtesy runner out, but the pitch was still delivered by Perigo, so I'm not sure if it counts or not after the huge swing and miss by Cueva as the courtesy runner looking for their batting helmet in the dugout, it appears. Looks to be Amani Sani. Amari Sani, my apologies. That mispronunciation. So he'll be over there at first, running for Jake Rogers as he takes his lead. 3 or 4 steps off the bag, not being held on. The delivery from Perigo is going to be off the plate outside for ball one. Count evens up now. 1-1 after that pitch did count. Cueva, the short second baseman, slightly open stance, knees bent. 1-1 delivery from Perigo. Swing! You miss. For strike two. Fastball just blew it by him. Perigo comes set back up on the hill, peering in at Jones's catcher. Glove of the belt now ready. The 1-2 delivery with the runner going. Fastball swing and a miss. He got him swinging. Perigo, after allowing 3 runs, strikes out the side. Got him all 3 swinging. It's 23-4. We're headed to the bottom of the 8th inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlotte's Tap House. They offer a variety of menu items, including breadsticks, buffalo wings, pesto sticks, towering onion rings, soups, salads, pasta, pizza, and more. Charlie's Tap House, dine-in, pick-up, or delivery at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium 2-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlotte's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlotte's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Daggerfield in Redding, California. This once was a warm and hot summer night has cooled off to a crispy 70 degrees with the wind blowing left to right field, but up here in the seats, it's nice and peaceful. My papers are not blowing anywhere, thankfully. And just another reminder, folks, we'll be back out here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. on Father's Day with a Sunday evening edition of Reading Colt 45's Baseball, where they'll look to sweep the Fairfield Indians, pending anything absolutely wild happens here in the top of the ninth inning. But it's the bottom of the eighth, 23-4, after the Fairfield Indians were able to make a dent in the Colt 45's what once was a 21-run lead after Brandon Bowler tossed 8 innings of 1-run ball where he struck out 6 and walked 2, giving up 5 hits and only 1 earned run. Leading off things for the Colt 45s is going to be left-hand hitting second baseman Dusty Vila. He'll be facing Amari Polk in his second inning of work. And Polk last inning ended it with a double play that he started on the comebacker from Mason Cassingham. As the big right-hander comes set and delivers, this one's waved at and fouled back to the screen for strike one. Great pitch there from Polk as Vila was late on it. Just got a piece of it, though, able to fight it off. As the 0-1 delivery from Polk as he comes set, glove at the belt, and delivers. The 1-0 is going to be low and in for ball one. And Polk can't quite command that fastball. It's been fairly inconsistent all night, looking to do his best and just get the Fairfield Indians back to their hotel. The 1-1 delivery comes and that one's waved at, swung on it in the air. That's going to land in front of the center fielder who's over to cut it off in left center field gap. He's going to toss it back in to Smith, the shortstop, out there being the cutoff man, to hold Dusty Vila to a long single, which will bring up the first baseman, Reed Alexander, on a nice night at the ballpark here in Redding, California, as Alexander will be digging in from the right side. An even stance, waves the bat back a couple of times. Runner being held on at first by Gutman. That pitch comes in, and the catcher not quite able to pick it, but keeps it there. And Vila stays at second, or stays at first base, rather. Dancing off the bag, being held on by Gutman. As Polk delivers, this one's grounded toward the 45's dugout. And is fielded by one of the players over there. Count moves to 1-2 on Reed Alexander. McGuire Smith is on deck. He's been to the plate 6 times tonight. 1-2 delivery from Polk is swung on in the air towards center field. The center fielder is going to go past him all the way to the wall. Out there, way to the right of the 406 line. Around to score is Vila. And in the second with a stand-up double is Reed Alexander. So 24-4 now after Vila comes around to score on that Reed Alexander double. That will bring McGuire Smith to the plate. The left-hand hitter digs in now with an even stance, waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Amari Polk out there on the hill for the Indians comes set and delivers. Fastball swung on and grounded toward the Indians' dugout. And one of the players not quite able to make a play on it. 0-1 count now on Smith in his 7th at-bat of the evening. He's 3-for-7. This pitch from Polk comes in. That one's grounded toward first base and foul for strike two. 2-for-7, rather. 2-for-6, my apologies. It's been a rather long night, but Smith finds himself in a 0-2 hole after 2 straight foul balls. In his 7th at-bat, he's 2-for-6, waves the bat back and forth a couple of times, rocking the 1 batting glove, a la Brandon Zanny, as Polk comes set and delivers the 0-2. Curveball misses up and away for ball one. 1-2. It's the bottom of the 8th inning here. 24-4. The Colt 45's up by 20. As Amari Polk comes set and delivers from the first base side of the rubber. Waved at! McGuire Smith swings and misses, and he's down on strikes as Polk gets his first strikeout of the night. And just the 2nd strikeout of the night for the Colt 45s. And that will bring number 7 to the plate. Spencer Reif, who we've seen pitch for the Colt 45s, will be digging in from the right-hand batter's box. He'll be designated hitting, pinch hitting for Keanu Mizuda, who singled twice and came around to score both times. As he watches one miss for ball one and then takes a huge cut at one. 4-1. So a 1-1 count here as Amari Polk, glove up by his shoulder, comes set now. The 1-1 delivery from Polk. Fastball just misses low for ball two. Two balls and one strike. And what has turned into a slugfest here by your Colt 45s. Colt comes set and delivers. Fastball off the plate again for ball three. Three balls and one strike. As Polk climbs down the hill, now back up. Pearson at his catcher. Ball dangling from his hip. Comes set. The 3-1 delivery from the stretch. Swung on in the air towards left field. Left fielder over to cut it off. Plays it on a hop. And that will put runners at the corners. After Rife singles. Now we'll bring Sutter Moss to the plate. That's Reed Alexander over there at third base. And Spencer Rife at first. And Rife, who started last night's game, over there at first, as we're going to have a little infield meeting on the mound. In this 24-4 ball game, with the Colt 45s threatening to score even more runs, with runners on first and third, and Sutter Moss digging in, who is 0 for 5 tonight, but he does have two walks and a hit by pitch and grounded into a fielder's choice. And we're going to get a relief pitcher after Omari Polk goes 1+, allowing two runs. And he's responsible for those runners at first and third with the tall right-hand throwing Fairfield Indian number 23, Wyatt Smith, coming on in relief. And we're going to cut to break to allow him time to warm up and to give my voice a break from these Colt 45s laying on the offense. It's 24-4. Runners at the corners with one out. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This pitcher of the evening for the Fairfield Indians. He watches a fastball in at the knees for strike one. Wyatt Smith coming on in relief of Omari Polk, who went 2+, 2 1/3 innings plus. He's responsible for the runners at first and third as Smith delivers a ball off the plate outside. One ball and one strike. I'm not sure who replaced Wyatt Smith at shortstop, but I will get you that name as soon as I can. This one's hit in the air towards right field. That one's going to go not quite past the right fielder who's over to cut it off. He relays it into Cueva as Reed Alexander comes in to score from third base. As Omari Polk has moved on over to third base, which I assume moves Owen Nelson. My apologies, not Owen Nelson. Moves Joe Gutman to first base, from first base to shortstop. So Gutman's over at short, Omari Polk at third, after Wyatt Smith is now pitching. There's runners at first and second for Braxton Riley, who watches one float in there, for strike one. After that RBI single from Sutter Moss, Riley knocks one in the air, back a short. Shortstop running out. He's going to catch it and throw back into second, just over the second baseman's head, and the first baseman is going to back up the play there. So the shortstop, Joe Gutman, making an excellent play, a little snow cone catch, and over the shoulder, reaching up over his shoulder,
rather.
Makes a play on it for out number two as Braxton Riley hit that little flare into shallow left field. And that will bring B.J. Vila to the plate. And this bottom of the eighth inning, the fastball is going to be just above the knee for strike one. It's 25-4 now. Runners at first and second. The Fairfield Indians down by 21 with Wyatt Smith on in relief of Amari Polk, who followed up Isaiah Meadows, Rashawn Priest, Greg Ryan, and Cash McRory. The 1-1 delivery from Smith. Fastball is fouled back to the screen for strike two. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Vila. B.J. Vila, that is, right-hand hitter, not to be confused with his brother Dusty Vila, who's playing second base tonight. And something interesting that happened earlier was Dusty Vila actually hit a base hit to score his brother B.J. Vila from third. As Smith comes set, the 1-2 delivery with two out. He's going to miss low and outside for ball two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And this bottom of the eighth inning with 2 outs. Wyatt Smith peering in at his catcher. That's Rogers. The pitch. Owens grounded toward the Colt 45 dugout. And the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. With 2 gone here. After Amari Polk gave up 2, he's still responsible for that runner at second. That is Spencer Reif. As Smith comes set. And now steps off. He wants to go through the signs again with his catcher. Climbs back up on the hill. Comes set. The 2-2 delivery. Here it is. Ground to the third baseman, Amari Polk. Bobbled. Can't quite corral it as it spins away from him. And that will load the bases. Everybody's going to be safe. As Alex Jones, right-hand hitting catcher, will now make his way to the plate to dig in from the right side. After that hard hit, E5. And that moves all the runners up 90 feet. So, Rice on third. Moss is at second. And B.J. Vila is over there at first. And Alex Jones digs in now against Wyatt Smith. He throws one in the dirt for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. Wyatt Smith climbs to the back of the hill as Alex Jones steps out, now steps back in with his open stance. The 1-0 delivery swung on, hit in the air over the Fairfield Indians dugout for strike one. 1 ball and 1 strike. In this bottom of the eighth inning, a 1-1 count on Alex Jones, who came in to pinch hit for Carter Jorison. Smith, the 1-1 delivery, here it comes. Swung on, grounded towards the shortstop, who charges off the hop, and he's going to take it to second base himself for the force. That is Joe Gutman. And the side is retired. Out on the hill for the Colt 45s will be Reed Alex. My apologies. It will be Drew Perigo back out on the bump. As the Colt 45s look to end this game, we're headed to the top of the ninth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Charlie's Tap House at 1901 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with 2 mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price.
Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Taggerfield in Redding, California. It's going to be Spencer Reif, the tall right-hander, back out on the hill to close things out here against the Fairfield Indians as he concludes his warm-up tosses. Will be the top of the order. It's going to be Kamani Blackney, followed by Jeremy Hill and Caleb Morant, the center fielder, right fielder, and left fielder, respectively. Facing off here in this 25-4 ball game with the Colt 45s leading by 21. It's been a night of offense for the Colt 45s after they had some heroics last night where they had to climb all the way back from a 6-0 deficit. But it will be number 44, Kamani Blackney, digging in from the right side. Deep in the box, an even stance. Waves the bat back and forth over the plate a couple of times as Perigo comes set and delivers. It's going to be in the dirt, picked by Jones, the catcher. Ball one. 1-0 count. Perigo looking to just finish things off here on this cool Redding night for some summer baseball. So that one from Perigo is going to miss low for ball two. And a little bit different from a typical Redding night. It's actually cooled off to below 70 here with the wind 2 to 5 miles an hour. It's nice and cool breeze cooling things off. As the count now goes to 3-0, Perigo misses high. 3 balls and 0 strikes. Last inning, he walked the leadoff batter, hoping not to do it again here. 3-0 delivery. Fastball is swung on and hit toward the Fairfield Indians dugout for strike one. Jeremy Hill led off the inning for the Fairfield Indians last inning. He's on deck. Blackney. 3-1 delivery from Perigo. This is high for ball four. So the leadoff hitter Blackney works a walk, as that is the fifth walk issued tonight by Colt 45 pitching. Hoping to gain better control of that in the coming games. As number 40, Jeremy Hill, the right fielder, digs in. A wide stance from the right side. Swings on the first pitch, hit in the air towards Braxton Miley, the center fielder, is charging in back of second base. Makes the catch in shallow center field for out number one. One away now on the out from Braxton Miley, who charged in to make the catch. Bring number 74, Caleb Morant, to the plate. He's 0 for 4 with a 0 for 3, rather. He reached on fielder's choice in the first inning and then walked and was hit by a pitch twice. Perigo delivers. This one swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike on Morant. Perigo, glove at his hip, comes set now. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. Morant just got a piece of it. That's strike two. As Hill, Blackney rather, takes his lead from first, not being held on by the first baseman, Alexander, who's 4 or 5 steps off the line, a couple steps back of the base at first. The Colt 45's second baseman and shortstop pinching up the middle, looking to turn two as this pitch comes in on Morant and hits him on the thigh. He's got 3 hit-by-pitches tonight. He kind of does stand a bit over the plate. And that will bring Amari Polk to the plate, who is now playing third base after coming into pitch and then was batting in the designated hitter spot of the lineup. Tapped the plate a couple of times with his bat. Digs in now. Knees bent, a slightly open stance. Runners take their leads from first and second. Perigo comes set and delivers. Fastball, check swing, is fouled back to screen. Polk couldn't quite commit on it. That will be strike one.
Perigo. Glove behind him. Ball behind him, rather. Glove at his hip. Comes set. The 0-1 delivery. Check swing just a bit below the knees. A good take there by Amari Polk. Count evens up now at 1-1. Perigo peering into Jones, the catcher, who sets up outside. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses low for ball two. Polk making Perigo earn his stripes here. Making him throw strikes with 2-1. There's one out here. Cole 45 is looking to turn a double play and end the game. 2-1 delivery from Perigo. It's going to be on the inside corner and at the waist for strike two. 2-2 on Polk. The big right-handed hitter playing third base. Perigo delivers the 2-2. That's in the dirt. Blocked by the catcher Jones. Count goes full now at 3-2. With one away here in the top of the ninth. It's 25-4. The Colt 45 is on top. They're up by 21. Perigo sets to deliver the payoff pitch. Winds up. The payoff pitch. It's going to miss low for ball four. Polk works a walk, and the bases are loaded for the second straight inning. And it will be Wyatt Smith, who's now pitching, after he came in the game from shortstop to relieve Omari Polk, who came on in relief of Isaiah Meadows. This one's grounded towards the shortstop. Diving for it, he's not going to get it. That's into center field. That's going to score Blackney, and it's going to score Morant. So a 2-RBI single. It's 25-6 now as Blackney and Morant come around to score. And Omari Polk moves up to second base. Wyatt Smith with the single. That will bring Owen Nelson, the third baseman, to the plate in this top of the ninth ball game. Still with one out. Runners take their leads. Pitch from Perigo. Misses in for ball one. A 1-0 count now. The Colt 45s still have the double play in order with a shortstop and second baseman playing up the middle. As a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. The shortstop, BJ Vila, as Omari Polk takes off. He's got a pickup between third and second. The throw comes to third baseman. He attempts to dodge the tag. He's unable to as he's tagged out by third baseman BJ Vila. So I believe that's Sutter Moss at short. Sutter Moss is the shortstop. He moved over after BJ Vila pinch hit for Calderon. A lot of defensive changes tonight. Now there's two gone after Omari Polk was tagged out in that pickle that he was caught in between the bases after he was dancing off the bag at second, and Perigo turned around to throw to second base in a pickoff attempt, and he was halfway between third and second as the 2-1 pitch now comes in. Is going to miss away for ball three. 3-1 on Owen Nelson. Right-handed hitter. Perigo delivers a 3-1. A fastball just misses the head of Owen Nelson, who flips his bat and stares down Perigo as some cheers and jeers radiate from the Fairfield Indians dugout in this 25-6 ball game. And the pitching coach for the Colt 45s makes his way out to the mound. And runners at first and second now. It will bring Owen Nelson to the plate, who is, my apologies, Joe Gutman to the plate, who's playing shortstop tonight. Due to all this offense, my scorecard has gotten a bit messy, but still, 25-6 with two outs. Perigo, out of the windup, comes set and delivers a fastball, blows it by him for strike one, draws a swing and a miss there. Owen Nelson, as he trotted to first base, flipped his bat up in the air, which you don't see a lot of bat flips on a hit-by-pitch, but... And a fastball in on the hands of Gutman is going to be fouled off for strike two.
Now the Fairfield Indians down to their final strike. As the Colt 45s look to retire the side in this 25-6 contest. Perigo comes set and delivers and swing and a miss by Joe Gutman. Perigo comes back and strikes out Gutman to get the final out of the ball game. And the Fairfield Indians, 5 runs on 7 hits. They strand a pair to end things off here. The Colt 45s, 25 runs on 17 hits. They win this ball game and their third in a row. From Tiger Field in Redding, California, I invite you to come back out to the ball game tomorrow night for Father's Day. Bring the whole family out here. We're starting at 6 p.m. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you Colt 45's baseball here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Special thanks to all our listeners and my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. This is Jacob Green for KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Signing off. Thank you and good night.
Al-Qaeda, they didn't gain traction. They were wiped out. ISIS-K came up. We hit them hard. They didn't gain traction. When we took our foot off the gas and our thumb off their and our foot off their necks, like we're leaving Afghanistan, then they came back. I sense that they're going to want a presence somewhere in there. Ben, I cannot wait to see your special. I hope people get aware and understand this is unacceptable. It's called Anti-Semitism in America, now available on Fox Nation. Benjamin Hall, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
All right, back in a moment. We're going to finish things up. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Are you having trouble hearing the TV or radio and keeping up with conversations? It's time to discover Audion Hearing. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, the Audion Atom 2 series offers superior sound quality and functionality for a fraction of the price. For just $189 a pair, the Atom 2 series is our smallest hearing aid yet, featuring advanced background noise cancellation, 4 different hearing modes for all types of hearing loss. It packs crystal clear sound, a nearly invisible design, and is even rechargeable.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids. They're so comfortable and the sound is amazing.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed without seeing a doctor or having a hearing test.
Join over 500,000 happy customers today. Call 800-996-9885. That's 800-996-9885. 800-996-9885. Or go to audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom. Join me for my brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will gravitate toward this podcast too. Every Monday, I'm going to talk to people I trust in politics as they tell me what they're seeing and thinking in the 2024 election cycle. As they prep me to cover the upcoming election, they'll prep you, the voters, too. Make sure you subscribe to this series on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News. Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Others have found ire with the media for not those checking those who unfairly attack African American women, but that same media will jump at the morsel of a chance to tear us down. I'm so tired of hearing these idiots call my name as Fanny in a way to attempt to humiliate me. Because like silly schoolboys, the name reminds them of a woman's rear. While they over there running their mouth, I'm over here paying them no mind.
Well, it obviously paying them mind because she says it bothers her that it happens. Bonnie Willis, the most self-important, arrogant idiot in the history of the legal profession, who's embarrassed herself, her county, and taking on a former president with a case that does not pass the smell test, with a relationship with this guy Nathan Wade, who looks like a total knucklehead, got stopped in the middle of an interview with CNN when asked about a relationship he should have had down pat. She was so fed up with Nathan Wade's testimony, she stormed in and testified herself, and I think got herself into more trouble as she tries to prosecute the former president. Why was the Georgia case so lethal? It was so troublesome because you can't pardon yourself from a state case. So this will be the issue if they ever get it to trial. Right now, they're in a delay of game. And people that look at her, she thought she's going to be some big star. But upon further review, anything but.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.